KNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Please don't know you by.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. Time for us to do our weekly duty, which, I don't know if that sounds good, but this is an overview that we do, the DJV crowd, going through the stories that are listed on the charts for this week's News Talk Radio activity. Thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, the publication that's basically considered, say it again, Doug, basically considered the Bible of the talk radio industry. So we have the top 10 stories, according to their research, listening to stations all around the country, talking to hosts and management folks, that sort of thing. And they also include a list of the people, the most discussed people. Usually they are integrated into the stories themselves. And so of the top 10, we've had over the last month and a half, 2 months, pretty much everything from 10, we had 1 or 2 weeks, I think, ladies, where all the stories were related to the situation with COVID, and then it went down to 9 a week, and then it was 8, and so this week we're at 5, so that must mean things are improving. Let's hope that's the case.
Does that mean we're making progress?
I think it must mean we're making some kind of progress here, yes. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen. At number 10, the guilty plea from Lori Loughlin, who, along with her husband, has to pay a steep fine. I don't know how steep it is. We still wonder where that money is going to. We've had a lot of discussions here and elsewhere about the appropriateness or lack thereof. Why is she going to jail? Why doesn't she start a scholarship? Apparently, even though she was sentenced to 2 months because of COVID, she may not go to jail at all, right? That seems to be one of the ancillary benefits of having
I'm not clear
COVID.
On that. I don't know. I don't know if that's going to prevent her from going or not. They were pretty clear about the term of her jail sentence. But certainly in my home state of California, people who have committed violent crimes are being let out of prison early, sometimes very, very early, because they can't protect them from getting COVID-19.
So why would that be their job? It's their problem if they get COVID in jail. Why is that the state's concern?
No, actually, I disagree. It's the state's job to provide shelter and well-being for these people. But what I don't understand is how we are being asked to trust the government to tell us what to do, what to wear on our face, how to operate around, but yet under the most controlled circumstances, which is a jail, right? They control who comes in, who comes out, how people behave and how they live inside the facility. If you can't keep those people from getting COVID-19, how are we supposed to trust the government for keeping us safe?
So are you suggesting with that statement that we ought not to be wearing masks or taking other precautions that have been suggested?
I'm not suggesting anything.
No, they should be wearing masks in jail.
I'm just saying, I'm suggesting that if you think wearing a mask is appropriate, then you should wear a mask.
Yes,
I'm suggesting that the government is asking us for a whole lot of faith, right? We've shut down our businesses, or we're shut down our way of life, we're staying indoors, we're living in fear because the government is telling us that's what we should do. And so if you can't keep people safe in the most controlled environments, how in the world are we supposed to believe that the government giving us any of these rules is going to keep any of us safe?
Well, you got two things going on here. conversationally, whether or not the government is to be trusted, I say no. You can find example on top of example on top of example of, and there's a whole big thing this week about conspiratorial things connected to the virus, some of them true, maybe some of them aren't true, but they leave themselves open because they don't give you the whole story. They give you a sort of weighted story, and the way some of these stories are cooked up, you have they're suspect from the beginning, and you wonder again who's making out. Why are we not being told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? But there's so much truth decay in these stories that it's very confusing. You know, now we know, according to the stories this week, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but the surface problem is, well, worried, oh, look at that, don't touch that, you'll get it. No, that's not true at all. That's completely been debunked. So, anyway, meanwhile, back to Lori Loughlin and the appropriateness of what has happened to her. I think, do you think people have learned their lesson? Do you think these scams continue at all? Or do you think that because
oh,
the light
of day?
I think
they absolutely continue. I think they continue. Absolutely.
Right. I think they go further underground at this point.
Yeah, wealth and privilege will always win out. But I think that there's probably a lesson being taught here, I'm sure. That's why they're throwing the
don't
book
get caught
people.
Is the lesson.
Yeah, I don't think any of the, I don't know. I just don't feel like any of these women or men belong in prison. I think what they do need to do is pay their debt to society. And you know, maybe help people. We've talked about it. Maybe help other kids who can't afford to go to college afford it.
What's that? What's going to happen? The husband's paying $250,000 fine. She's paying $150,000. So that's
$500,000 to.
Yeah.
I guess
no one's
going to
be any better by having Aunt Becky rotting away in a jail.
No.
For 2 months.
All right. So then under the circumstances, why doesn't the public rally around? This is another way the public needs to be more involved, more inculcated, inveigling themselves into all this stuff. Ask what's being done with this money.
I think
and find out why that money isn't going to a scholarship fund for $500,000 for kids that need to be able to get themselves to school and can't. Excuse me.
I say that a large swath of the population is happy that she's sitting in jail because people don't like wealth
jealous.
And privilege in this country. Yeah.
Yeah,
and so they think, oh, there's a rich
they go
one.
See her movies.
Rich white woman, go sit in jail for a little while just to learn, you know.
I think people feel
symbolic.
That way about the husband. But I think everyone loves Aunt Becky. I don't know. I don't know anyone who wants Aunt Becky to go to jail.
There you go. Number 9, the continuing cesspool of information about the Ahmaud Arbery case and the situation in Brunswick, race relations in general. There's late breaking, I guess you'd call it news this week about that third guy that was involved in the
I
truck.
I can't tell you how happy this one makes me. I don't know why this is the part of the story that has bothered me. I mean, obviously, the story is horrifying no matter what.
A huge part of it, though.
But the huge part of the story was someone was videotaping all of this. And my question from the minute I heard it is, why in the world would someone not try to scream and break things up? Why would someone not use their phone to call the police? Why would someone who was being, who was on the up and up just stand there and videotape something like this? Are we that cold as a country where someone just gets out their cell phone and watches this? And now it turns out that this person is actually being investigated as an accessory to the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. And I think that's appropriate. We're in this culture now. Gosh, I'm getting philosophical on all of these things. But we're in this culture now where everybody just gets out their cell phone and starts recording instead of actually being human. Like, come on.
Number 8 is a story about relationships that are enhanced by the COVID reality and other parts of the, I guess I'm looking at this, the list, the top 5 are kind of all related closely, but there certainly are a couple of other things on the story list this week that are connected to the results of this COVID thing we've been going through for the past 3-4 months. So we'll get to that right after these words here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. Hi, let's get back at it here. Our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of May 18th to the 22nd. At number 8, the relationship changes that are obvious by families getting into close confines. I was talking to my daughter last night and her son on FaceTime, which I do frequently, and he's going off the walls, my grandson. He's just bouncing. They go outside and they play and they put on a mask and they can go in the driveway and they go up and down the street and go.
I got a little tip. This may be a little inside baseball.
Yes.
But some of the recreation areas are starting to open up. You should tell Megan because I know she's taken him there before.
Yeah, yeah.
They should go to Descanso Gardens. It's open. It'll give him a lot of place to run around.
Right.
And
okay.
You have to wear a mask, though. It's a pain.
Yep. All right, that's okay. All right, but what about relationships? Now, the two of you, your relationships with the men in your life has been enhanced? Has it stayed the same? What sort of changes have you noticed, and what have you noticed in your friends? Everybody holding on, or is there some? Are there cracks here and there?
Everybody that I know is doing fine, actually, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have, you know, one friend who's had some complications, but for the most part...
That's a gentle way of...
For the most part, I think everyone's okay.
My one friend has a husband who's very ADD. He'd tell you that, so I'm not talking out of school. And she is a school teacher, and she's got three kids. So she's been trying to manage him because he's home and teaching her kids. She teaches junior high, middle school, and managing her three children. So she's probably the one that's maybe the most frazzled.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think everybody's doing okay. For us, I mean,
we're
Jeff
lucky
because
we don't have kids. Because everyone I know
adds
who has
an element.
Kids at home,
it's a lot of pressure.
I can see Miles bouncing off the walls, though, in the last couple of nights of our conversations. Yeah, bouncing. Number 7 this week, I'm going to throw this to you, Victoria. The technology changes that are taking place. You follow this every week, the top 5 items from the world of technology as they help us all live a better life, supposedly. So what's new that's being developed because of the virus?
Well, I think the biggest thing that everyone is seeing is, for most people working from home, is that, you know, Zoom is something that businesses can survive with people working from home. And I think that's the largest lesson that we've learned from this. So many businesses who thought that everyone needed to be physically in the building, they're realizing they don't need to maybe have 4 floors of of an office building anymore. Maybe they can have 1 floor and people can go in on shifts because everyone's working from home and it's working. So I think that's the biggest technology news that we've had throughout the whole COVID.
I know of some businesses, yes, definitely working. I know others that it's hurting the business because they can't work together, and it's important for their particular business to work together. But, I'm glad I don't own an office building, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. Boy, having down the major highways, they're for rent, for lease, for sale, all over the place, and it's directly related to the virus. Up next, Mike Pompeo gets investigated, number 6 on the story list, 21 after the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Finding creative solutions to healthcare problems is the heart of the work at the Mayo Clinic Center for Innovation. The center has developed ideas around how to address obesity and how to improve living spaces so people can sleep better.
We get ideas from all over. Much of what we get is what we discover by simply watching people and finding out where they're having trouble.
Cardiologist Dr. Douglas Wood is the medical director for the Center of Innovation.
We're actually doing some interesting work with voice to command computers and voice to help people interact with computers. So most everyone in the country knows about Alexa or Siri. And there are ways that you can have these assistants help you as a patient or as a physician. For example, if I send a patient home after surgery and they've forgotten exactly how to do a dressing, Alexa, show me how to change my dressing.
Finding new ways to impact, change, and make better the future of healthcare. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Streed.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now on our review of the world of news talk radio for this weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, by the way. I hope you have a safe, fun, activity-filled weekend. If you live in a state where you're still in lockdown, well, you're going to... What is that? You're not going to be going probably too many places this weekend. But there's lots of good stuff to listen to and to do. So hopefully you come out of it on the other end. The weather around the country is iffy here and there. Some places really good. The beaches are all, well, we've seen that. If there were a number 11 on the story list, it would be about the beaches opening or the reopening in various ways. But mostly the beaches because it's Memorial Day. So you live on the beach in New Jersey, Victoria. What do you see there? What kind of activities are going on?
I don't think we're going to see much this weekend. The weather's just not great. So, yeah, it's a high of 61, 62, something like that. It kind of lots of rain spotting here and there. So this is not going to be the big Memorial Day beach weekend that we've seen in the past. It's probably not a bad thing as businesses and the state is reopening kind of slowly in phases. So it's probably not a bad thing that people aren't rushing to the beach.
All right. What about on the West Coast, Jennifer?
Well, you can rush to the beach, but you got to keep on rushing through.
You got to keep rushing, right?
in most cases, in most beaches in California, are making sure that you don't stop and dilly-dally on the beach. You have to walk, run, swim, or that's pretty much it. You can't sit.
How do they police that? They have the the lifeguards up there with the machine
They're
gun?
They're supposed to.
Keep people moving?
Yeah, it's supposed to be some of the highway patrol and some of the local law enforcement and some of...
They get nothing better to do.
But that's what a lot of the police officers are saying in many jurisdictions. They're saying, we don't feel morally right going after someone who's standing on the beach. We have to go after people who are actually committing real crime. So
good, yeah. Good.
It's an honor system more than anything else, I guess.
All right, I suggested we'd be talking about Mike Pompeo, who's being investigated for what, Jennifer?
Well, it's a mixed story, depending on who you believe. So the inspector general that worked at the State Department was fired by Mike Pompeo, or actually by Donald Trump, but Mike Pompeo requested the firing. And so Mike Pompeo has come out and said, we should have actually gotten rid of this guy years ago or months ago. But many Democrats are claiming that the reason Mike Pompeo wanted to get rid of him is because he was investigating Mike Pompeo for using his underlings to do personal tasks, so picking up dry cleaning. Cleaning,
that takes an investigator
walking his dog. The inspector general, where the the claim was. So a lot of Democrats are claiming that this was retribution for this investigation. Mike Pompeo is saying that this guy hasn't been performing up to his tasks, and he hasn't been, I guess, investigating things thoroughly. There has been some wrongdoing that's been documented, at least according to Mike Pompeo, and that was why he wanted him to be released. He said he didn't even realize he himself was under investigation. Democrats, of course, are saying that's not true. He totally knew he was under investigation, and that's why he let the inspector general.
Well, the Saudi missile, the Saudi weapons.
That's another piece of it.
Please explain.
According to reports, Mike Pompeo said to find a reason that we could have done this arms deal with the Saudis, and so he was trying to put the paperwork basically behind this arms deal with the Saudis, and that was also a piece of this that was being investigated. So. Again, I think there's a lot of transparency that's finally hitting Washington, D.C., so I'm sure whatever happened, whether Mike Pompeo was in the wrong or not, it's going to come out at some point because that's just the path that we're on right now.
It's so sticky. Everything that everybody does, we spend so much time trying to get everybody who's in public service. Why would anybody who's any good want to be president or vice president, or serve in Congress, or serve in these positions? Is it what happens afterwards? Or do you take a chance, take a flyer, and you'll be better off, you get job opportunities or whatever? But for a lot of people, I think you look into these things and you see how there's this gotcha mentality. Why would you get involved? The message is stay away from politics and public service.
What do the Saudis have on us? Because we constantly...
That's a great question.
This is true of Obama, true of everybody.
All right,
Trump,
28 past the hour.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May, and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopWoss.com or call 833-TOPWOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopWoss.com or 833-TOPWOSS.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org. You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and Children's Health Insurance program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks? Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting. Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12 months special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6/3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval, exclusions apply, U.S. only.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. It's the Memorial Day weekend, and we're doing our best to go through the top stories of the week according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com each week that we talk about. And you also at talkers.com find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, everything about from top to bottom, the News Talk Radio business, it's there. And it's here with us as far as the top ten are concerned. Number five is our relationship with China and the connection the Chinese have to the World Health Organization, which is sticky, messy, dirty, ugly. You can come up with all kinds of adjectives to describe it.
And that's just their good point.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's not much... Can't find much. I had a conversation yesterday with a youngster who thinks that the virus started in the bat wing of that market. I want to play a piece of the theme from Batman. And so I don't hold with that, and I don't think most people who look at it objectively hold with it. But the fact that China had the WHO, the World Health Organization, so much in its pocket has become so obvious that all these people that were in the know in, October, and nobody came forth with it, and the destruction, the devastation that has come about as a result of their lack of transparency, if nothing else,
There are a lot of people who have a lot of opinions about how this started. I think the three of us are on the same page for the most part about how this started. But let's just say, I mean, we don't know. We can't be 100% sure, certainly. No one can be 100% sure except for the people who are trying to find the intelligence to indicate where it came from. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it started. It's how China and the World Health Organization handled it. And what they did is lied to the American people. They lied to the world population. China didn't tell people. They didn't share their information. They didn't share their real death toll. They didn't show any transparency at all in dealing with this. And the World Health Organization let them get away with it. And in January, told the world that this was not transferable person to person. So for everybody who wants to stand up for the World Health Organization at this point, I don't care where you think the virus came from, if you think the government handled it right or not. The truth is that the World Health Organization was on a major disinformation campaign to protect China. And that has to be dealt with. And that should be political. That should be just about what's right and wrong.
And I was listening on the radio yesterday around a couple of Spanish stations in Boston, and one of them is a talk station. And I listened just long enough to get the drift of the conversation about what was, you know, the COVID virus, how it's affecting the Hispanic, et cetera. And the host used the phrase El Terrible, which...
That's terrible.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting. I figured it out even. Okay, next, presidential politics. Huh? Who's talking about that? Is there anybody?
I think people are getting back to it. I do. People have been talking about Joe Biden. They've been talking about whether or not he's getting close to choosing a running mate. That was one of the big stories, actually, towards the end of the week, is that he has put Amy Klobuchar into a vetting committee, essentially.
Good.
Also,
be a good choice.
Val Demings from New Mexico has also been vetted. And they're still looking at Kamala Harris, who still seems to be getting a lot of attention, and Stacey Abrams. So there are a list of four. Governor Whitmer from Michigan, I think, would be a risk for him right now. Maybe he realizes that, too, because the people of Michigan are ticked that the governor is not only shutting down their state, but while she's doing it, going to her vacation house and hanging out there for a little while. So
she had a big, by the way, as an aside, the governor prevailed Thursday in a challenge by lawmakers in her state who sued her over her authority to declare emergencies and restrictions during the outbreak. So one wonders if that could happen in other states where a lot of people in the various states, in my state, for example, Massachusetts, I think the governor and the staff have completely overreacted to this in many different ways as to the heavy hand of closing certain businesses and when they're going to reopen. And I think you've had that problem in California, Jennifer. And I wonder about New Jersey, Victoria, how are the reopening of businesses, how is all that thing, how are those things being handled?
In phases, in coordination with New York and Connecticut. So there's slight differences because the needs of New Jersey are different, you know, from the needs of Manhattan people or the five boroughs, and then upstate New York is different. But it's all been coordinated. It depends. Everything is so political. The Republicans are now suing Governor Murphy for closing businesses.
Right,
So it's sort of the same story. Some people believe that we did everything the right way and that, you know, people are taking responsibility, wearing masks and things like that. And then other people, you know, just they don't want to wear a mask and they just want to protest. And, I feel like it's the same thing in every state that was hit hard. If you're not in a state that was really hit hard, New Jersey was number two right behind New York. I think that your life is probably really different, and maybe you didn't even see a need to close businesses. So
I think every state is really different. Some of the businesses that were closed, there was no reason for them to close. There's no reason for a lot of this stuff. Looking back on, you know, how much, what sort of leadership do we have? Yes, Jennifer.
Well, the biggest problem that I have in dealing with the closures is that there has been a thumb on the scale as to what businesses can stay open and what businesses can stay closed. So
the ones that are being reopened, too.
If you're going to make a point, for instance, I'll use an example from my state. If you're going to make a point that to tell people that beaches are dangerous, all beaches should then be closed down. But instead, our governor closed down one beach because he didn't like the images from it. If you're going to make the point that it's incredibly dangerous for all businesses to be shut down, then you shouldn't allow marijuana dispensaries and Home Depots to stay open while the mom-and-pop True Value Hardware has to close down. The same thing can be made for the argument about churches. How can the government tell you that it's not essential for you to be able to practice your faith? There are lots of arguments that people are coming up with going, wait a second, if so-and-so can do this, why can't I do that? I mean, we're all being treated
lots
like children.
Lots of heavy-handedness.
Yeah.
Very heavy-handed.
So it's, I mean, that's the issue. I mean,
well, we're letting them get away with it. This is the time for leadership and new thinking to surface and to have a quick, not such a quick, but have a careful overview of what's going on. I was talking to this high school, a college graduate yesterday, and one of the things we were talking about was what he didn't learn in high school about how the government works. He said, we never had any civics courses, and I didn't even, we were talking about what he learned, and he said, what I missed the most is having what my parents say were civic courses so I could learn how the government works. It sounded like a page out of my playbook. But this is a 21-year-old kid just graduated from Tufts who said, I don't know anything about how the government operates. I'm learning.
Close your ears, Victoria, because this will make your head pop off. And I don't, we don't want to make a huge political statement. But I really, truly believe that this is what the far left in the country has been doing. They've infected academia. They've infected college universities and campuses. They've infected local schools. I mean, you want to talk about the far left's intrusion into our society. It happens on school boards. And we're all blind to it because they're not pushing their agenda like outwardly so much. I mean, maybe Bernie Sanders, an argument could be made, but they're infecting school boards and local offices. And so then what happens? Why do they want to do that? Why do they want to not tell people how the government works? Because they want frustration so that people just throw their hands up and feel like they can't ever make change and want to completely throw everything away about our country and find a new system.
It's exasperating. It really is. All right, so let's tie this conversation into the number three item, which is the economy and how we're moving ahead, or are we in certain... I just was looking at a scientific report from the University of Oxford where a professor there said that we have handled... England and the West have handled this whole thing very badly. We need to be out of the lockdown. We have infected... Whether you know it or you're not, half of you are infected, and there's nothing you can do about it, and having businesses closed isn't going to change a damn thing. And I think he's right. I don't think it were. Unless you want a complete collapse, and who wants that? There may be some people in power that want it for the control issues that we've just been talking about. But unless we get a handle on what's going on and take the reins ourselves, then the economy, everything runs on the economy. Happiness quotient, do you have enough money to pay your bills, that sort of thing. Is your family safe and secure? That's a financial thing. It's all really all bundled into one thing. And so you see all these little mom-and-pop businesses of signs, we're not coming back. Why? 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 That's been my question from the beginning. All right, anybody else got anything to say before we...
thing I've been touting for the week and sharing this on social media too, you know, if you are a mom and pop business, it doesn't matter really what you could be a farm, an individual farm, and maybe you have a CSA or you have a farm stand or you're a retail shop, a clothing store that doesn't have any products available to buy online. Use Facebook Shops. If people use that, it's a new tool. It's free to use. You will pay a commission, you know, on the back end, but you can sell all of your stuff right from your new Facebook Shop account.
Yep.
And that can save small businesses. It can save.
It's really a big help. You can see the difference that social media makes.
You know, use it for food delivery. If you're a restaurant and you don't want to pay all the fees to Grubhub and DoorDash, you can use Facebook Shops, and people can take orders right through the Facebook Shops and then deliver it yourself. There are so many things that people can do. If you just put a little bit of creativity in, you know, your business may end up coming out better than it ever was.
Yep,
it doesn't have to be doom and gloom.
Yep, that's right. We can learn a lot from the circumstances as well. There's a positive side, no question. Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Actually, it's from, that's not fair because the list doesn't come from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It comes from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Number 10, Lori Loughlin and the guilty plea. Number 9, race relations as they pertain to the Arbery case in Brunswick, Georgia. Number 8, personal relationships in the height of the COVID reality. And then number 7, communications, the technology of using all this educational stuff for learning. Mike Pompeo's investigation, number 6, China relations, number 5, the presidential race is 4, what's going on in the economy, number 3, health care, number 2, and all the stats, continuing to focus on the numbers. That's what Talkers Magazine says, number 1 issue discussed this week on News Talk radio stations all around the country. All right, we move along in a matter of moments with the top 2 stories this week, although they've been inveigled in pretty much all we've talked about during the course of this hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947. There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List, according to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, Lori Loughlin is number 10. Number 9, Armand Arbery and the people in the family that shot him up. John Ratcliffe is number 8, and Mike Pompeo is number 7. Let's see here. The combo of Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Susan Rice seem to all be in the same kettle of fish, 6, A, B, and C. Joe Biden is 5. Andrew Cuomo is 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Nancy Pelosi is 2. She referred to Donald Trump this week as grossly obese. You wonder sometimes whether these politicians don't just say things to get headlines, get attention, or stir the pot. That's all. I mean, and then she sort of walked it back. But the focus on Trump, well, because he's the number one person to focus on, number one on our People List again this week. forever and ever, it would seem, or at least until the end of the year. That's the story here from the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, so number two, number one here, the stories, the coronavirus, the controversy over the malaria drug, hydrochloride, kamunga.
Hydroxychloroquine. Everyone can say it, including
we
my
can get it out.
Now, so you really? Can do it.
All right, so that has proven
well,
to be...
Well, your mom likes Sanjay Gupta, and he says it all the time. So.
But she kept messing it up, and then I corrected her a few times. So.
Well, the people that I know and respect tell me that this is that has been another political football, and who knows why it was that people like Fauci were so against it, but they're being proven wrong in the right circumstances. So much about that. The people who are complaining about Trump never wearing a mask haven't seen any pictures of him in the Ford plant this week in Detroit.
Well, that was the egg on the face of the Attorney General of Michigan. She's like, he's never invited back to the state of Michigan.
Oh, and she to
we're,
say that.
And we're going to investigate Ford for not making him wear a mask. And then the pictures came out that he was wearing a mask. He just didn't do it in front of the camera.
You got nothing better to do? You get paid for this? This person gets paid for this job? Come on. Hey, man. All right, and the numbers are going way down and quite fast, even though there are some pockets where people have been out and about that are going back up again, but the numbers are going in the right direction. That's it. Thank you, ladies. Victoria and Jennifer here with Doug on the Talk Radio Overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Smith. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This Vivian has. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 at the hour now. It's time for us to go to work going through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here at the ready. So we start with number five, go to number one. Walmart shutting down Jet.com. That info this week. What's the story behind the story there, Victoria?
Yep, so back in 2016, Walmart paid $3 billion for Jet.com. They thought that it was going to be this huge rival to Amazon, and it never was. It was kind of a disaster. They actually lost $2 billion a year on it. But the good news is for the shopper, since they are shutting it down, you can actually get some pretty good deals. Everything is a fire sale right now. So if you need some supplies or some home furnishings, whatever it is, check out Jet.com because you can get some really great deals right now. But it will be completely closed down, I would suspect, in about a month.
All right. Number four is a new Apple update, or the story behind the story of what's going on. This is a facial recognition thing, right?
Yes. So if you do the update on your iPhone, it's 13.5, iOS 13.5. The two new features there are a direct result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes to the facial ID that makes it easier to unlock your phone if you're wearing a face mask, and support for the first phase of Apple and Google's jointly developed exposure notification system, meaning it will send you a notification if it suspects that you have been exposed to the virus. So the first part of this is, if you're wearing a face mask, it's very frustrating now to unlock your phone if you've got one of the later iPhones that uses the facial recognition. So now this new update will automatically tell if you're wearing a face mask, and it will just, instead of it trying several times to open with using your face, it'll automatically allow you to just type in your code. So that's one thing that saves you a few minutes. The second part of it is this tracing thing that Apple and Google have been working on together. It's a public health – it's basically using data from public health agencies, and it will send you a notification if you may have been in contact with someone who's been diagnosed with COVID-19. The system is inactive until you actually have the app installed, so it's not like it's just automatically on your phone if you don't want it. If you do want it, though, it's free, and it will directly start – it's basically contact tracing, and they're going to be using this in conjunction with local health agencies state by state. So that's the two – those are the two big updates from the new one.
All right, number three from this past week, the mess at the College Board –
yeah, lots of high school seniors are having a rough time right now. They've been taking their advanced placement final exams, and then they submit them online. However, the what you're supposed to do is you write out your written essay portion, then you take a photo of it, and you email it in to the College Board. The problem is it was rejecting any iPhone photos, and newer Android photos were also being rejected. Once the photo is rejected, they give you a failing grade for the entire exam. So these poor kids are taking these hours-long tests, thinking, okay, I'm done, I've been studying for this for weeks, I submit my test, and they already automatically get flunked. So it's been a total disaster, and these kids now have to reschedule to retake the test in June. 23,000 students have already signed a petition to see if the College Board can't do more than just in the future. They said you can email the photo in. You don't have to submit it on through their online portal, and that way you're guaranteed to submit your results. But that doesn't help the kids who have already taken the test and flunked, and even though they didn't deserve to flunk. So It's the College Board was clearly not prepared for this, you know, distance learning setup. So it's been heartbreaking for a lot of the kids who have studied so hard.
Facebook, number two, launching sort of a different kind of business online.
Yeah, Facebook Shops launched this week, and I think this is one of the best things Facebook has done in a long time. It's a new way for businesses to set up free storefronts on Facebook and Instagram. So if you don't have a website, or if you don't have a website where you're selling your goods, a lot of people have like a landing page where it just has the information of their store, but you can't shop it. This is now the free solution to doing that. You will pay a percentage of your sales to Facebook, but it's still totally worth it to me. And we've got to get small businesses online immediately.
Yep. All right, number one is a new chip plant being built in Arizona.
Yep, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is actually the name of the company, TSMC, they are in talks to build a $12 billion chip fab plant in Arizona. We're not sure yet how much of the U.S. government subsidies are going to be applied to this, but it will take a lot of money. But in the long run, I think it might also still be a really good investment to have chipsets made here in America as opposed to everything being made in China.
Hopefully it serves as a model for bringing back that business and the drug business and many other businesses back to America, incentivizing it. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that one. Hopefully there'll be some leadership exercised by those in charge. That's the list, the top five items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health. Your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Rain marred the unofficial start to the summer in the Northeast today. Restrictions were eased at New York City beaches this holiday weekend, but it kept a lot of people home.
Here at Orchard Beach in the Bronx, kids played with toys and people sat in the sand in folding chairs, some even wearing winter coats on a cool morning in which temperatures struggled to reach 60 degrees. Donovan Clacken told me that it felt relaxing and good to be outside. Swimming, team sports, and barbecuing are still prohibited, which may have kept some people away even more than the weather. Some people here said they saw cars turn around when they saw the $10 parking fee was being charged, despite the lack of full services. Brian Mahoney, New York.
The Obama administration purposely tried to sabotage the Trump administration before it took root. That's the assessment from Ohio Republican Senator Ron Johnson.
Members of the Obama administration purposefully, in a coordinated fashion, began an effort to sabotage this administration since the day after the election. That continued through the transition and then holdovers. People like James Comey and members of the FBI continued that all the way through and up and through the Mueller probe. But that entire thing was set up, I think, completely wrongly.
Add Brazil to the list of countries on the U.S. travel ban list after the Trump administration says foreigners who've been in Brazil in the 2 weeks before they sought entry to the U.S. will be denied at the door. China, Europe, and the United Kingdom, as well as Ireland, are also on the list. The restrictions are scheduled to take effect late Thursday. The U.S. leads the world in the number of confirmed cases of coronavirus, followed by Brazil, now Latin America's hardest-hit country. The third country on the list is Russia. Be sure to check out the news and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking relief factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking relief factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
A U.S. judge has approved moving forward with the sale of Venezuela's prized U.S.-based Citgo refineries.
This takes the bankrupt Canadian mine company Crystallex one step closer to collecting $1.4 billion it lost in a decade-old takeover of its Venezuelan operation by the late socialist president Hugo Chavez. Friday's ruling strikes a blow to Venezuela's opposition led by Juan Guaido. The opposition was banking on profits from Houston-based Citgo to finance the crisis-torn nation's recovery if they were ever able to force President Nicolas Maduro from power. Citgo has three refineries in the U.S. and provides between 5 and 10% of U.S. gasoline. Keith Peters reporting.
Hertz filed for bankruptcy protection last week, unable to withstand the coronavirus pandemic that's crippled global travel and with it heavily indebted 102-year-old car rental company's business. Hertz has been plagued by management upheaval. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The sports world is mourning the passing of a college basketball legend.
Less than 2 months ago, Eddie Sutton was informed that he had been named a member of the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame 2020 class. Saturday's family reported the legendary college basketball coach died at the age of 84 from natural causes at his home in South Tulsa, Oklahoma. Sutton was the first coach to take four different schools to the NCAA men's basketball tournament, and he also reached the Final Four three times. Sutton coached basketball for 50 years. His final coaching stint came in 2007-2008 as interim coach at San Francisco, where he earned his 800th victory. Patrick Frost reporting.
Little baseball history. It was on this date back in 1935. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 in the first Major League Baseball game that was played at night. Took place at Cincinnati's Crosley Field. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The music heralding the beginning of another Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Pleased to introduce you to Michael Harrison. I am privileged even to introduce you.
Well, it's interesting you mention the music. I like that kind of music. Dun, 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 dun,
right.
Dun, dun.
It's official.
We used to play music like that when we did the news, you know.
Yes. Right. Those were the good old days,
you know. Or the sound of the teletype machines.
Yes, in the background. What was his name? Bill DeFreitas, Mutual News.
Yeah. Years after teletype machines were no longer in use, many radio stations still played them in the background during the news.
When I was the operations director at WEEI in Boston for a couple of years in the mid-'80s, it was the Boston news station, and they were all – I was trying to update the sound of the station, and the news writers and – readers all objected, saying I was trying to change too much, and it was just that sort of thing. stuff that was in the background. It sounded like it was from the 1950s. So
the big time sound of the lightning bolts emanating from the tower.
Well, it's like today what they do on Fox News and some of the other, they have that whatever that noise is when they're introducing a new subject. It's that, you know what I'm talking about, that slosh across the...
The swoosh. It's called the swoosh.
The swoosh. Exactly.
I once ran a radio station, early talk station. We called it Super Talk. We're talking in the 80s.
Yep.
And every time we would go to a telephone call, we had a sounder that went whoosh. So it would sort of give you the idea that this person is suddenly whooshed onto the stage of your mind.
Stand by for news. First,
exactly.
Fast, and factual.
So let's do the stories. It's been another intense week. At number 10, we have worldwide weather and climate change, and that's tied with the Lori Loughlin guilty plea. That case sort of gives us a little bit of celebrity gossip, although it does tie into ethics and parenting.
Some good questions. Yeah, exactly.
So it's not frivolous at all.
No.
Number 9, we have race relations and the Ahmaud Arbery case. At number 8, we have psychology.
What a can of worms that is. Oof.
It is a can of worms. God, there's a lot to it. A lot to it. Psychology and personal relationships at number 8. At number 7, communications technology and sports. Sports really being discussion about how we're going to do this. And number 6, the Michael Flynn case, the Inspector General firing, and Mike Pompeo being investigated as a result of that political hoo-ha.
You would think about a guy being investigated because he asked his assistant to pick up his laundry. We have nothing better to do than to have a highly paid government inspector general looking into this guy because his assistant picks up his laundry. Huh? That's where we are?
That's where we are. Where we are is cherry-picking every negative we can find in terms of the players of the opposite party. Therefore, the appearance to the casual observer, who's maybe not political in nature, is that both sides stink.
They do
to a large extent.
Yeah.
But you can find something on anybody if you really want to make a case against them. And there's this constant game of gotcha going on.
Right.
So it's troubling. Mm-hmm. It's very troubling. At number 5, we have U.S.-China relations and the World Health Organization controversy. The China thing all over the place from their involvement in the coronavirus to their now clamping down on Hong Kong. Wow. People are starting to become aware.
They are. I think we talked last week after I interviewed the lady from the Epoch Times about what they were doing. There's a picture. Yeah, I'm sure we talked about it.
We did talk about it extensively. As a matter of fact, it was quite an impression I came away with from your description of the way they are locking down people in Wuhan.
Yep.
At number 4, the presidential race and politics. At number 3, the economy and education. We have an education crisis in America. This is a real, real serious situation. Summer schools are being closed. When to open and if to open and how to open in September. Colleges face enormous challenges, as do, obviously, grade schools and high schools. At number 2, we have health care. That's a whole array of topics, serums, vaccines, and the hydroxychloroquine controversy is back at the top of the list of our discussion because the president casually dropped the news that he's taking it as a preventative measure.
There isn't one doctor I respect on either side that doesn't say that the use of this malaria drug in combination with the Z-Pak with the right doses isn't the right way at the moment, the best way of all of the options. And so a number of people have been debunked. Fauci on this. Fauci's been debunked across the board on almost everything he talks about, it would seem.
And again, it is a heavy political component, component to that. And the hydroxychloroquine, like any drug of consequence, has to be taken by a person whose doctor believes that it's okay.
Yeah.
There's a downside to it, but there's a downside to all drugs.
Of course there is. Look at the people who die from drugs that are approved by the FDA. Come on.
So that's why, again, it's a matter of political cherry-picking. In other words,
that's a great phrase, by the way. Can you trademark that? Political cherry-picking.
It's two different terms that go together very well.
Yeah, they do.
The hydroxychloroquine issue is political. It's purely political.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, honest discussion about the role of this drug, this med, in this whole situation has not been honest, to say the least.
Yeah.
All right, and number one, we have statistics and projections. Every story is connected to how many people have died, how many people have got it. And as of the time that you and I are having this conversation, which is being played out across the nation over the Memorial Day weekend, there have been 1.61 million cases in the United States diagnosed with 95,000 deaths. That's incredibly high, way more than the Vietnam War. But something you don't often hear is 308,000 have recovered.
No, but then there's the other side of the stats, and that's the number of people who have been, when they are passing away, what the death certificate says they've died of. There is a feeling, a strong feeling, at least in my neck of the woods, among the Boston hospitals, that once there was a good reporter who started asking a lot of questions about, well, why do you declare this person died of pneumonia or that person died of whatever? Isn't it related to COVID? And when you really dig down into it, yeah, it is. It's about twice as many people have died, it would seem, from the COVID who then have been reported in the way they're reporting it.
Well, what bothers me is people who say, and you know, character really comes out. You really see what people are about during this thing. A lot of people say, well, I mean, some of these deaths are people that were going to die anyway. Or so it's.
Hear it. I think that comes from. I don't know any of it. Is there somebody among us who's not going to die? I want to know who that person is.
Well, there you go. That's a much deeper truth.
But
there's. Or I'll tell you what really irks me is when people say, but they're old. It's mostly old people.
Right. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Kiss your butt goodbye. If you're 85 or older, you have no value. Get lost. See you later, alligator.
Worse yet, you're in the way. Not only don't you have value, you're in the way. So that's really nasty and indicative of a decadent society. We got to be
disrespectful society,
to say the least.
Right, because you and I approach those ages quicker than we'd probably like to admit.
You know,
I know. I remember. There was a isn't it funny what we remember about life? I remember on ABC, Bob Hope had specials, and John Wayne had a television show, and the two of them were friends, and it was one of their birthdays. I can't remember. It was a television show celebrating the birthday. I think it was John Wayne. And at the end of the show, they were talking about their ages and their careers. And Bob Hope wished John Wayne a happy birthday. And John Wayne's retort was, I hope I live forever, and the last voice I hear is yours. Think about that. That statement. And I would say that to you. I hope you live forever, and the last voice you hear is mine.
Take this, Doug.
take
this, you bug. Boom.
All right.
So who's Bob Hope?
Oh, please. You know, I was in the car with a 21-year-old kid who just graduated from Tufts University, a wonderful kid this week, and we were talking about, and even when I'm on the air with Victoria, not so much Jennifer, but Jennifer to a point, and I bring up things that are cultural from, let's say, the 50s or the 60s or even sometimes the 70s, and they don't know anything about it, nothing, zero. I brought up a television show the other day. They didn't know what I was talking about.
What show? Just curious. Do you remember, or was it just something?
You know, I don't even remember what it was now. It was something that was a passing moment, and there was a song. Oh, I know what it was. It was a song, If You Want to Be Happy for the Rest of Your Life, Never Make a Pretty Woman Your Wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry you. They thought it was horrible that I thought that was a fun song. They were so...
It was horrible.
It was fun, but it was
horrible, though.
It was horrible. Jimmy Stoll.
Jimmy Stoll. I knew it was Jimmy somebody. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, if you want to be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife.
Yep. And on that note, we will pause in our coverage of the hot hits of the week.
And we might be back, or we
may
not.
Be. Yeah, hold your breath.
Top Radio Countdown. It really is an awesome product for so many different things, even in addition to the weight loss. You know, people tell us within the first few weeks of taking it that they're sleeping better, waking up with less joint pain, more natural energy, and then, of course, over time, you do see the weight loss, the inch loss, and the weight loss with the product. If you go to the website, toploss.com, you can click on the science tab. There's a science tab at the top. You can read all about how it works for weight loss and the side benefits on there, too. It's not in stores. You can't find it on any other website because with Calitrin, every purchase of Calitrin, you get a team of support. We have nurses available. We have Calitrin consultants. Everyone gets a dedicated personal Calitrin consultant who follows up with you after your order, make sure that you're seeing results. If you have any questions, you know, you can ask them. So it really is more about a team effort with this product.
Toploss.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving on now in our overview of the stories, the conversation that Michael and I have every week, based loosely sometimes on the list, the stories, the people, Did you even get? You did get through the people list, did you?
No.
You didn't do the people list yet, did you?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I didn't realize that. I'm so fascinated listening to us that I forgot I have to do it.
Please. Help yourself, please.
Yeah, right. Yes. It doesn't happen unless I speak. You know, I'm sitting here listening to us. All right. We have Lori Lachlan at 10. We have Ahmed Arbery, Gregory and Travis McMichael, and a new name has been added to that list, although it's not on the survey.
The guy doing the video.
William Bryan, not to be confused with the iconic statesman and orator William Jennings Bryan. Or Bryant? I don't know what his name was.
Bryan. Bryant is this guy's name. Bryan was the other guy's name.
Yeah. We have John Ratcliffe at number 8. Steve Linick and Mike Pompeo at 7. Number 6, Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Susan Rice. Biden and Tara Reid at number 5. Andrew Cuomo at 4. Mitch McConnell at 3. Nancy Pelosi at 2. And Donald Trump at 1. And, basically the same names of the couple.
Don't you think
ones.
The Tara Reid thing has kind of gone away, kind of fizzled with Joe Biden? I think it's
quasi-fizzled. I don't think it's completely gone away. Mm-hmm. But it's not hanging over the election the way it might have had we been in a different era now.
Yep, right. Maybe, because we're too worked up on the obvious. So speaking of things that become silly, the attention the lieutenant governor or the attorney general in Michigan said to Donald Trump this week, you're not welcome to come back to Michigan because you aren't wearing a mask. Like she has the authority to keep the president out of Michigan. But if you look at the pictures for the first time, guess who's wearing a mask? She looked ridiculous. But it was pure politics, like you've been saying. You know, we're Democrats. We don't want a Republican in our state. Get out.
Mm-hmm. Or just making the mask such an issue that it becomes the focal point. Guy doesn't want to wear a mask. All right, he's not wearing a mask. You want to criticize him for not setting a good example? Okay, that's all right, too. But to make it that big an issue, I think, is to divert attention from what's important.
You know, speaking of what's important, number 9, the race relations you mentioned, number 9, both the people list and the story list, the story of this Ahmed Arbery and what actually happened with him. But there was another one of these cases this week in Iowa where a black guy got beaten. He was a civil rights activist, apparently, and his name is DeQuar Jones. He got a broken arm, a broken nose, a broken jaw, 5 broken ribs. You should see the picture of this guy. He was beaten up by a number of white men. And his question to the news media is, why did it have to go this far? And that's a great... This is Des Moines, Iowa, where you wouldn't necessarily think, you know, whether it sounds... Well, it sounds the way it sounds. I just don't think of Iowans the same way I think of people in Mississippi when it comes to this stuff, or Georgia, I just don't. But
we're talking about one case. We're talking about a case. There's an isolated case of everything, everywhere.
You can't
judge, Iowans are nice and Mississippians may not be when it comes to race related. But everything is not as distinct in reality as it can be in broad-based conversations where everything is black or white. You know, none of this stuff surprises me. And when you look at the statistics about race relations, they really don't fall in line with the idea that there really is this kind of racism in America.
No, more crimes are committed. Blacks, 96% of the offenses committed against blacks are committed by other blacks. But you never hear that stat. Never.
The stats are different than what we say. But I know we have a break coming up. So.
Yes, we do. It's 28 past the hour. Attention, hardworking Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premie is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Time for us now to do the second half hour of this week's Talk Radio Roundup, the Talk Radio Review, also called the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the publisher, editor of Talkers Magazine, and he keeps his fingers on the pulse, if you will, and not his thumb. Did you hear the duck? Did you hear the duck?
I did hear the duck, yes.
I was keeping my fingers on the thumb, my thumb on the something, and the duck
yes.
came in.
All right. The duck came in.
The duck is gone. Duck.
No, really? Bring the duck back again. The education system, we're finding out a lot. Number three this week on the story list is a focus on the economy and also education. You probably saw this continuing lawsuit against the University of Phoenix or Phoenix University, whatever, where they're paying out. They paid a $195 million fine for basically bilking people out of money. And I thought to myself, the first thought I had was, is there that much money in running these online education programs, the for-profit schools, that they can, they have $195 million? That was my first thought. And then I wondered, where'd the $195 million go? It's kind of like with Lori Loughlin, the guilty plea, number 10 this week on the countdown. She's paying a $150,000 fine. Her husband's $250,000. Where's the money going? Why, instead of going to jail, why aren't those people being told, okay, you take $500,000 or whatever and set up a some kind of a 501c3 that gives scholarships to kids who want to go to school and they can't afford to? Why wouldn't you do that with the money instead of taking the money and putting it into the so-called general fund? And then who knows where it goes?
Right. Then it gets funneled into some politician's pocket.
Yeah, right. So does that make sense? Why wouldn't they have them? Why can't we be thoughtful and creative with these sorts of things? What is that? Where did the $195 million go that the University of Phoenix paid as a fine for them bilking all those people out of money all those years? Where'd that money go?
Better roads and
thank you. Good for you, Michael.
New bridges.
Yeah, right. Yep. Now, the other side of the education thing, I've heard this a lot this week, you know, because education supposedly is taking place. Education is a lousy word for it. Schooling is probably better, because education is not always the word itself, I think, is misused. So parents, though, are seeing what's being taught because all the children are at school, are at home, and they're learning because they got iPads and iPhones and whatever else, the computers. So parents actually are watching what's going on and quite enlightened about what's being taught, or more, what isn't being taught and why and how it's being taught. I've heard any number of parents who, either in my circle of friends or in conversation on the radio, who have said, wow, I never realized that kids were learning this, or they were learning that way, or the teacher had this point of view. And it gets back to my old ruse about, you know, being taught what to think instead of how to think. And the political, it's just very enlightening to see. And so more and more parents say, I'm going to homeschool my kids. Well, that's basically what's going on now anyway. But what do you think? Do you think that parents are learning more about what their children do at school, and are they interested?
Well, some are, some aren't. Mm-hmm. Some don't know what the children are learning in school because they never learned it themselves. Some
that's,
are not.
That's an interesting point.
I mean, you know, again, this is broad strokes conversation. The fact is, some people are finding they can't handle homeschooling. That between working from home, being stuck at home with their families, and all of, you know, a lot of families don't spend any time together. Now they're forced to suddenly spend time together. That's been a revelation.
That's, and on top of it, this week, by the way,
you know, exactly. And then on top of that, they have to homeschool their kids. They're having a terrible time doing it. Yeah. So I don't think that the homeschool movement is being pushed that far forward. I think it may be a little bit in the end of everything, but a lot of people are not happy with it. But in terms of political bias, in terms of an interpretation of history, in terms of just the viewpoints that are being presented in schools, that is a revelation to a lot of parents.
Yeah.
And
But it brings up a problem in a highly polarized political society as we live in today. It's very difficult when everybody's offended by everything and there are two sides to every story and two alternate realities, not even sides to a story, two totally different stories. How do you teach kids things without it suddenly getting into a debate as to, really were the causes of the Civil War? And what really was this? And what really is that? And, where does science end and philosophy begin, et cetera, et cetera? All of these things are going through a major scrutiny and overhaul, and we really are faced with lots of challenges in terms of setting up curriculum mm-hmm. and teaching our kids.
Well, so this is one of the biggest ruses in the world, and I've always thought this. Science, and everybody says, I'm relying on science. Really? Well, how come there are three different scientists who have three different points of view about the same thing this week alone? Here's the scientist, Professor Gupta, no relation, who is the professor of epidemiology at the University of Oxford, who says that we should be out, the lockdown should be over. Everybody should go back to the way it was before, as close as we can get, because coronavirus has infected half the population, and some of them are going to know it, and some people are not going to know it until later. Maybe they'll never know that they have it. But to have everything closed down is nuts. Now, here's another scientist who says that Moderna, this is a Moderna is the one coming up with the vaccine, or at least seems to be closest to it. And some scientists say, this is somebody from Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who says they're looking at this whole process. And this is a company based here in Massachusetts and being scrutinized by Massachusetts politicians and people in education. There are those who say, oh, this is great for business, and look at the stock market, how it's reacted to this. And somebody else says, you're not going to come up. This is all hype. These people are trying to increase the value of their stock. They're no further along with coming up with a fix for this problem than three or four other companies, pharmaceutical companies. But they're smarter about how they do the PR. So, you know, you look at this stuff and who knows what to believe?
Yeah, well, that's the biggest problem. The biggest problem right now is we don't know what to believe.
But science just arguing with others. Scientist argues with another scientist.
Well, scientists have always argued with each other. That's what science is. Science science is not a result. Science is not a doctrine. Science is not a list of facts that's written in stone. Science is a process. Science is a process for trying to determine the truth and trying to gain knowledge. It's constantly revising itself.
Right, it's always changing. Right.
Science is a field that constantly tries to prove it's wrong. That, okay, you have a theory, now the case is try to prove it's wrong, not try to prove it's right. Science advances by trying to replace the science that existed before. Where science runs into problems is when it becomes political, and when it becomes financial, and it creates its own establishment. If you're a scientist with a new idea, and it goes against the basic grain of the establishment in science, they're going to protect that, one, because of egos, and two, because of grants. There's a lot of money attached to not finding the answer.
Yeah, of course there is.
You know? So dishonest science is a major problem.
So how do you know what is honest and what's dishonest? That's the big one of the big conundrums, because I'm tired of listening to these people who they say, oh, well, I'm going to make my decision based on scientific. What? Huh? Whoever pays for the study, that's the way the wind blows.
Yeah, but I don't want to be anti-science, because science is
take
the
it
best
for what it is.
It's exactly based on the human element.
Yeah.
But again, the most important thing that I could say is science is a process to determine truth. It isn't truth unto itself. And scientists can be arrogant. Yeah. What's happened is we've reached a point now where we have scienceism, like a religion.
That's great.
You know, the scientists will talk about the Big Bang. And they talk about, you know, the universe is 13.7 billion years old because we played everything back to the original Big Bang. And they talk about it like it's theory, like it's fact, when it's just a theory. Yeah. It's just a theory. One of many. It's not written in stone. And when scientists like Neil deGrasse Tyson start going public in the media and talk about these theories as if they are fact, and then have, you know, they have, you know, they're totally critical and make fun of it.
Bill Nye are the two biggest BSers on the planet.
Terrible people. At least their images out there. I don't know how they are personally.
No, but their image, they're
very dangerous.
All right, let's stop for a moment, and then we'll continue. Michael Harrison is here, Doug Steffen, with washing and drying instructions. Okay, Michael, time for you to do the laundry.
Yay!
And in the laundry today are a couple of pillows, my pillows. You can wash them, you can dry them, you can wash them in warm water, cold water. You can use any kind of detergent you want. Drying process, you can do this thing. The dryer balls are good to keep the pillows all fluffed up. And you do it every 3-4 weeks now under current conditions. Nobody else has got a pillow that you can wash that's guaranteed for 10 years without warranty. They'll replace the pillow if it somehow becomes defective, falls apart, whatever. They'll replace it for you within the 10-year buying time. And you can use it for 60 days. If you don't like it, you can send it back, get your money back. Can't do that with any other pillow. Right now at MyPillow.com, the BOGO specials, all the MyPillow BOGO specials. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com and buy pillows, buy towels, buy sheets. You name it, they've got it. If it has to do with having a comfy experience in your bed, this is the place to go. The fact that they're financing anything over $200, that's pretty cool, too. Radio Listener Specials page, that's what you visit. Buy one, get one free on everything there at MyPillow.com. The People List. According to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, Lori Loughlin is number 10. Number 9, Armand Arbery and the people in the family that shot him up. John Ratcliffe is number 8. And Mike Pompeo is number 7. Let's see here. The combo of Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Susan Rice seem to all be in the same kettle of fish. 6, A, B, and C. Joe Biden is 5. Andrew Cuomo is 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Nancy Pelosi is 2. She referred to Donald Trump this week as grossly obese. You wonder sometimes whether these politicians don't just say things to get headlines, get attention, or stir the pot. That's all. I mean, and then she sort of walked it back. But the focus on Trump, well, because he's the number one person to focus on, number one on our people list again this week, forever and ever and ever, it would seem, or at least until the end of the year. That's the story here from the Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. With about half of all men between the ages of 40 and 70 experiencing some level of erectile dysfunction, it's a common problem. Yet most men would rather not talk about it. Urologist Dr. Landon Trost explains that contrary to popular belief, erectile dysfunction is not simply the result of a blood flow problem.
Recent studies have shown that it's not a blood flow issue so much as a blood trapping issue. So the blood goes in, but it doesn't stay in.
2018 marks the 20th year since sildenafil, better known as Viagra, received FDA approval, the first of several medications that address the problems of erectile dysfunction.
They essentially enhance your body's natural response. So your body naturally is trying to break down erections, so you don't have an erection all the time, and this medicine blocks the enzyme that breaks down the erections.
For many men, the medications have proven to be effective with little or no side effects. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Actually, it's from, that's not fair, because the list doesn't come from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It comes from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Number 10, Lori Loughlin and the guilty plea. Number 9, race relations as they pertain to the Arbery case in Brunswick, Georgia. Number 8, personal relationships in the height of the COVID reality. And then number 7, communications, the technology of using all this educational stuff for learning. Mike Pompeo's investigation, number 6. China relations, number 5. The presidential race is 4. What's going on in the economy, number 3. Healthcare, number 2. And all the stats, continuing to focus on the numbers. That's what Talkers Magazine says. Number 1 issue discussed this week on News Talk radio stations all around the country. All right, let's get back to the countdown for a few more minutes here. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen with the story. So there's this thing floating around today. As a matter of fact, I saw the headline, and I read a little of the story. It was one of those things, I did hear people talking about it here in Boston on one of the talk stations. The story about Rand Paul suggesting that Anthony Fauci wants to ruin every business in America. Now, that's pretty political. But Fauci has been, and I don't think he's been just debunked by people on the other side. I think he's found his credibility has been challenged, shall we say, as a scientist, going back to the science conversation. Yes? What do you think?
I think Fauci is just a victim of his popularity, and not popularity, his celebrity. He's a victim of being in the political crosshairs, you know. I have no opinion about Fauci's competence as a scientist or a doctor. You read about him. There's some things in his past that you wonder if there were political connections, et cetera, et cetera. But I have
How
no
How do you
personal,
get into a job like that if you don't have some kind of political connection? Is that
That's the point. The point is, it's back to what I said, the political cherry-picking. He's now being scrutinized in the political wars. It's very hard to get involved in politics without somebody throwing dirt at you, even if it's peripheral. So I don't know about Fauci. I'm going to wait until this is all over before I jump to conclusions about
All right, here's something you do know about. Let's get a quick plug for the MH interview this week with Ian Anderson, man.
Hey. Yes. MHinterview.com. If you're a Jethro Tull fan, don't miss it.
Michael's an old rocker, and so is Ian Anderson. This must be a great conversation. The old rockers come together at MHinterview.com. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get 4 lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, 4 lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, we're throwing in 4 Samsung Galaxy phones on us. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $35.42 per month credit for 18 months credit of 5 within 2 bills. If canceled early, remaining balance due. Unlimited basic after $731.21, pay $35 per month per line with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion, coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming, speed maximums, use rules, $30 activation fee, and restrictions apply.
If you have a child or teen with autism, bedtime may be a struggle. Trouble falling and staying asleep at night can lead to behavior problems during the day. That's why the American Academy of Neurology has new guidelines to help kids with autism get a better night's sleep. Here's the best part. Among the recommendations, consistent bedtimes and wake times and logging off of electronic devices may work for your child, and they cost nothing. Visit aan.com/guidelines to find out more.
While stress can take a toll on your body, homeopathic medicines offer a simple, low-risk solution. Instead of suppressing the cause itself, these products provide enough relief to help you face it and react appropriately. Consider using Sedalia from Boron for nervousness, hypersensitivity, or fatigue, and Quietude for occasional sleeplessness or restless sleep. To learn more, visit boronusa.com. Claims for these medicines are based on traditional homeopathic practice, not accepted medical evidence.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here, an integral part of our program every week. He's college professor of law at Bentley, also an accomplished lawyer on his own right. This is one of those rare occasions where, you know, the old expression, people who do, and people who can't teach. Well, here's a guy who can do and he can't teach. And he also is, well, it's true, in my experience with you anyway. Also, the founder of Scamicide.com. All these damn scams, my God. Somebody described it as a pandemic of scams, which I thought was pretty, under the circumstances, pretty appropriate when you look around and see, my God, everybody's got an angle on this stuff. It is really
amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And actually, I've used that term of the pandemic of scams myself.
Oh, good.
And it is... It's incredible. It is the FBI is talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of scam money lost to scams just between say April and July, and one of the biggest that is accounting for hundreds of million dollars of itself. The Secret Service just unearthed this past week, and I don't know why it didn't even get more play in the news. I'm glad you asked, and it's a huge unemployment compensation scam that is being run by just one criminal ring in Nigeria. And what they're doing is they obtain Social Security numbers and personal information off of the dark web that was gathered through data breaches. They then use that to apply around the country for unemployment benefits. But when you apply for unemployment benefits, you can't have that money sent to a bank in Nigeria. So they have it sent to what they call mules. These are people here in the States with bank accounts that pick them up. And the two largest, according to the Secret Service, the two largest groups were, one, people who answered ads, and this is another scam now, for work-at-home jobs. And this work-at-home job is just sending money when money is sent to your account to somewhere else.
Right.
And the other is romance scammers. People who they're involved with someone, they're not, but that person they're involved with tells them, gee, that for whatever purposes, there's a check going to come your way, forward it to me. And this thing is absolutely huge. The taxpayers are losing tons of money on it. And it's just one of, as you said, just a myriad of scams that are costing people all kinds of money.
Yep. All right, let's get to number 10 this week on our story list. Lori Loughlin and the guilty plea. People want to know, first of all, we figure she's never going to go to jail because of the, she only got 2 months anyway, but then the money. What happens? Why doesn't the judge, why can't there be some creative judges that would take, between the two of them, they pay a $400,000 fine. So put that money into an account or make them pay, put $1 million into an account that will help students who can't get into school get scholarships to go to school instead of taking the money, putting it in that pot to pee in, and never is to be seen again.
Yeah, you know, you've got a good point. And here it really, you can't throw it on the judge in this case because his hands are tied as to what could be done. But this is the kind of thing where we need to have the courts and have some legislation to allow the judge to do more. So, for instance, there are major cases against companies where there are punitive damages and sometimes even hundreds of millions of dollars. But where does that money go? Does it go towards, when it's a case dealing with environmental problems, does it go towards fixing the environment? In a case like this, does it go towards helping kids who really could use getting into school? It doesn't. And that, I agree with you.
Yeah.
There should
well,
be,
even more, Steve, this week the University of Phoenix, the University of Phoenix, whatever that for-profit school, they got charged $195 million in fine. A, and who knew that this kind of educational practice, for-profit schooling, was that profitable that they can cough up $195 million? And then where does the $195 million go? Same question.
In some instances, like that case, it very well could go back to people who have been harmed by the school.
All right, good.
That one it can be, but we do obviously need to have some much more creative sentencing.
30 seconds on the Ahmaud Arbery case. The third guy gets arrested, but some people are saying this is not what it seems.
I'm not sure. You know, at this point, it's still early in the investigation. It doesn't seem to be anything indicating that Jogger did anything wrong. But I'm also wondering why the guy that took the video is being charged with murder. Does seem to be a bit odd. There's definitely more to this story.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, always more to talk about here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer, legal expertise on the Countdown Show, and also the founder of Scamicide.com. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut chicken, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. America's leading hotspot for coronavirus cases is the seat of government.
There's encouraging news in the effort to combat the coronavirus.
The exciting thing for all of us is the decreasing mortality over time.
And hospitalizations are down, too. But White House Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says the Washington, D.C. metro area remains a concern.
The top 3 states are Maryland, the District, and Virginia. And so there is still significant virus circulating here.
Other hotspots include Nebraska, Illinois, and Minnesota. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nearly 2 weeks ago, the White House urged governors to ensure every nursing home resident and staff member be tested for the coronavirus within 14 days. However, a review by the Associated Press found at least half of the states are not going to meet the Monday deadline. Many aren't even going to bother to try. Many say the logistics costs and manpower needs are just too great. They need another week or two, while others say they need more time than that. Starting Thursday, the U.S. is banning travel from Brazil due to the spread of the coronavirus in Latin America's hardest-hit country. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien says the Trump administration plans to help Brazil deal with its surge in infections.
They're having a tough time with this crisis, and we're going to help them get through it. But in the meantime, it's likely that we're going to have to restrict travel from Brazil.
O'Brien tells reporters Brazil is just the first and was one of the countries the administration is keeping an eye on in the surge of COVID-19 cases in Latin America.
We'll have to take those one at a time, but I expect that we'll be restricting travel from Brazil, not because we don't love the Brazilian people and we don't want to help them and they're not a close ally, but just to protect the American people during this crisis.
Be sure to check out more news, read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking relief factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking relief factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com, and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. Relieffactor.com. Relieffactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
China's ceremonial parliament will consider a bill that could limit opposition activity in Hong Kong, apparently sidestepping the semi-autonomous territory's own lawmaking body in enacting legislation to crack down on activity that Beijing considers subversive. Colonel Robert McGinnis says the ruling party of China is made up of ruthless people.
We need to recognize that the 50,000, or 50 million, rather, people that run China, a nation of 1.3 billion plus, are authoritarians. They're communists. They're tyrants in many cases. They've incarcerated well over a million of their own citizens that are of a Muslim extraction in the West.
McGinnis says Beijing is frightened by the disobedience that has been displayed by Hong Kong and its citizens in the last few years. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Canada's NHL teams have offered season ticket holders rebate or refund options in acknowledgement that no more regular season games are going to be played in front of fans in their respective buildings.
The Canadian Press says all seven teams contacted their season ticket bases last week with options and or deadlines to make a decision. Toronto Maple Leafs season ticket holders had to declare they wanted their money back by Victoria Day or a credit would be applied to their accounts. Their Montreal Canadian counterparts had to make a decision by this Friday, while the Vancouver Canucks deadline is June 3rd. Patrick Frost reporting.
Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning were the winners at Medalist Golf Club in Florida. They were the benefactors of the Match Champions for Charity event. It was goal was to raise $10 million or more for COVID-19 relief funds, and online donations sent money climbing toward about twice that much. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 45 years, Clegg's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned, expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clegg's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clegg's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clegg's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clegg's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clegg's.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour now. Time for us to do our weekly duty, which, I don't know if that sounds good, but this is an overview that we do, the DJV crowd, going through the stories that are listed on the charts for this week's News Talk Radio activity, thanks to the work done at Talkers Magazine, the publication that's basically considered, say it again, Doug, basically considered the Bible of the talk radio industry. So we have the top 10 stories, according to their research, listening to stations all around the country, talking to hosts and management folks, that sort of thing. And they also include a list of the people, the most discussed people. Usually they are integrated into the stories themselves. And so of the top 10, we've had over the last month and a half, 2 months, pretty much everything from 10. We had 1 or 2 weeks, I think, ladies, where all the stories were related to the situation with COVID. And then it went down to 9 a week, and then it was 8. And so this week we're at 5. So that must mean things are improving. Let's hope that's
the case.
Does that
mean we're making progress?
I think it must mean we're making some kind of progress here, yes. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keevan. I'm Doug Steffen. At number 10, the guilty plea from Lori Loughlin, who, along with her husband, has to pay a steep fine. I don't know how steep it is. We still wonder where that money is going to. We've had a lot of discussions here and elsewhere about the appropriateness or lack thereof. Why is she going to jail? Why doesn't she start a scholarship? Apparently, even though she was sentenced to 2 months because of COVID, she may not go to jail at all, right? That seems to be one of the ancillary benefits of having
I'm not clear
COVID.
On that. When, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's going to prevent her from going or not. They were pretty clear about the term of her jail sentence. But certainly in my home state of California, people who have committed violent crimes are being let out of prison early, sometimes very, very early, because they can't protect them from getting COVID-19.
So why would that be their job? It's their problem if they get COVID in jail. Why is that the state's concern?
No, actually, I disagree. It's the state's job to provide shelter and well-being for these people. But what I don't understand is how we are being asked to trust the government to tell us what to do, what to wear on our face, how to operate around, but yet under the most controlled circumstances, which is a jail, right? They control who comes in, who comes out, how people behave and how they live inside the facility. If you can't keep those people from getting COVID-19, how are we supposed to trust the government for keeping us safe?
So are you suggesting with that statement that we ought not to be wearing masks or taking other precautions that have been suggested?
Anything.
No, they should
I'm just
be wearing
saying,
masks in jail.
I'm just saying, I'm suggesting that if you think wearing a mask is appropriate, then you should wear a mask.
Yes,
I'm suggesting that the government is asking us for a whole lot of faith, right? We've shut down our businesses, or we're shut down our way of life, we're staying indoors, we're living in fear because the government is telling us that's what we should do. And so if you can't keep people safe in the most controlled environments, how in the world are we supposed to believe that the government giving us any of these rules is going to keep any of us
safe? Well, you got two things going on here. Conversationally, whether or not the government is to be trusted, I say no. You can find example on top of example on top of example of, and there's a whole big thing this week about conspiratorial things connected to the virus. Some of them true, maybe some of them aren't true, but they leave themselves open because they don't give you the whole story. They give you a sort of weighted story, and the way some of these stories are cooked up, you have they're suspect from the beginning. And you wonder, again, who's making out? Why are we not being told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? But there's so much truth decay in these stories that it's very confusing. You know, now we know, according to the stories this week, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but the surface problem is, well, worried, oh, look at that. Don't touch that. You'll get it. No, that's not true at all. That's completely been debunked. So, anyway, meanwhile, back to Lori Loughlin and the appropriateness of what has happened to her. Do you think people have learned their lesson? Do you think these scams continue at all? Or do you think that they're because the light of day?
Oh, I think they absolutely continue. I think they continue. Absolutely.
I think they go further underground at this point.
Yeah, wealth and privilege will always win out. But I think that there's probably a lesson being taught here, I'm sure. That's why they're throwing the
book at
these
people. Don't get caught is the lesson.
Yeah, I don't think any of the, I don't know. I just don't feel like any of these women or men belong in prison. I think what they do need to do is pay their debt to society. And, you know, maybe help people. We've talked about it. Maybe help other kids who can't afford to go to college afford it.
What's that? What's going to happen? The husband's paying $250,000 fine. She's paying $150,000. So that's $500,000.
$500,000
No one's
going to
be any better by having Aunt Becky rotting away in a jail cell for 2 months.
All right. So then under the circumstances, why doesn't the public rally around? This is another way the public needs to be more involved, more inculcated, inveigling themselves into all this stuff. Ask what's being done with this money.
I think
and find out why that money isn't going to a scholarship fund for $500,000 for kids that need to be able to get themselves to school and can't. Excuse me, Jim.
I'd say that a large swath of the population is happy that she's sitting in jail because people don't like wealth and privilege in this country. Yeah. And so they think, oh, there's a rich
one. Go see her movies.
Rich white woman, go sit in jail for a little while just to learn, you know.
I think people feel that way about the husband. But I think everyone loves Aunt Becky. I don't know. I don't know anyone who wants Aunt Becky to go to jail.
There you go. Number 9, the continuing cesspool of information about the Ahmaud Arbery case and the situation in Brunswick, race relations in general. There's late breaking, I guess you'd call it news this week about that third guy that was involved in the truck.
I can't tell you how happy this one makes me. I don't know why this is the part of the story that has bothered me. I mean, obviously the story is horrifying no matter what.
A huge part of it, though.
But the huge part of the story was someone was videotaping all of this. And my question from the minute I heard it is, why in the world would someone not try to scream and break things up? Why would someone not use their phone to call the police? Why would someone who was being, who was on the up and up just stand there and videotape something like this? Are we that cold as a country where someone just gets out their cell phone and watches this? And now it turns out that this person is actually being investigated as an accessory to the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. And I think that's appropriate. We're in this culture now. Gosh, I'm getting philosophical on all of these things. But we're in this culture now where everybody just gets out their cell phone and starts recording instead of actually being human. Like, come on.
Number eight is a story about relationships that are enhanced by the COVID reality and other parts of the, I guess I'm looking at this, the list, the top five are kind of all related closely, but there certainly are a couple of other things on the story list this week that are connected to the results of this COVID thing we've been going through for the past 3-4 months. So we'll get to that right after these words here on this week's Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Since we've been spending more time at home, MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. But they still want to help you get the best sleep of your life. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, and Giza Pillowcases, plus Bolster Pillows, Neck Pillows, and more. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. That's promo code DJV. Refresh your linen closet with MyPillow, MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now, 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318. Hi, let's get back at it here. Our overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of May 18th to the 22nd. At number 8, the relationship changes that are obvious by families getting into close confines. I was talking to my daughter last night and her son on FaceTime, which I do frequently, and he's going off the walls, my grandson. He's just bouncing. They go outside and they play and they put on a mask and they can go in the driveway and they go up and down the street and go.
I got a little tip. This may be a little inside baseball.
Yes.
But some of the recreation areas are starting to open up. You should tell Megan because I know she's taken him there before.
Yeah.
They should go to Descanso Gardens. It's open. It'll give him a lot of place to run around.
Right.
And
okay.
You have to wear a mask, though. It's a pain.
Yep. All right, that's okay. All right, but what about relationships? Now, the two of you, your relationships with the men in your life has been enhanced? Has it stayed the same? What sort of changes have you noticed, and what have you noticed in your friends? Everybody holding on, or is there some? Are there cracks here and there?
Everybody that I know is doing fine, actually, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have, you know, one friend who's had some complications, but for the most part.
That's a gentle way of
For the most part, I think everyone's okay.
My one friend has a husband who's very ADD. He'd tell you that, so I'm not talking out of school. And she is a school teacher, and she's got three kids. So she's been trying to manage him because he's home and teaching her kids. She teaches junior high, middle school, and managing her three children. So she's probably the one that's maybe the most frazzled.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I think everybody's doing okay for us. I mean,
we're
Jeff
lucky
because
we don't have kids. Because everyone I know has kids at home.
Yeah,
it's a lot of pressure.
I can see Miles bouncing off the walls though in the last couple of nights of our conversations. Yeah, bouncing. Number seven this week. I'm going to throw this to you, Victoria. The technology changes that are taking place. You follow this every week. The top five items from the world of technology as they help us all live a better life, supposedly. So what's new that's being developed because of the virus?
Well, I think the biggest thing that everyone is seeing is, for most people working from home, is that, you know, Zoom is something that businesses can survive with people working from home. And I think that's the largest lesson that we've learned from this. So many businesses who thought that everyone needed to be physically in the building, they're realizing they don't need to maybe have four floors of of an office building anymore. Maybe they can have one floor and people can go in on shifts because everyone's working from home and it's working. So I think that's the biggest technology news that we've had throughout the whole COVID.
I know of some businesses, yes, definitely working. I know others that it's hurting the business because they can't work together, and it's important for their particular business to work together. But, I'm glad I don't own an office building, I'll tell you. I'll tell you that. Boy, having down the major highways, they're for rent, for lease, for sale, all over the place, and it's directly related to the virus. Up next, Mike Pompeo gets investigated, number six on the story list, 21 after the hour.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Finding creative solutions to healthcare problems is the heart of the work at the Mayo Clinic Center for Innovation. The center has developed ideas around how to address obesity and how to improve living spaces so people can sleep better.
We get ideas from all over. Much of what we get is what we discover by simply watching people and finding out where they're having trouble.
Cardiologist Dr. Douglas Wood is the medical director for the Center of Innovation.
We're actually doing some interesting work with voice to command computers and voice to help people interact with computers. So most everyone in the country knows about Alexa or Siri. And there are ways that you can have these assistants help you as a patient or as a physician. For example, if I send a patient home after surgery and they've forgotten exactly how to do a dressing, Alexa, show me how to change my dressing.
Finding new ways to impact, change, and make better the future of healthcare. For the Mayo Clinic News Network, I'm Joel Streed.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Up and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Right now, home sweet home has never been sweeter. Our homes are more important than ever, and finding people we trust to take care of them is just as important. For over 20 years, Home Advisor has been connecting homeowners with trusted local plumbers, electricians, roofers, and more. And now we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the Home Advisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/offer200 for details. That's homeadvisor.com/offer200.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now on our review of the world of News Talk Radio for this weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend, by the way. I hope you have a safe, fun, activity-filled weekend. If you live in a state where you're still in lockdown, well, you're going to... What is that? You're not going to be going probably too many places this weekend. But there's lots of good stuff to listen to and to do. So hopefully you come out of it on the other end. The weather around the country is iffy here and there. Some places really good. The beaches are all, well, we've seen that. If there were a number 11 on the story list, it would be about the beaches opening or the reopening in various ways. But mostly the beaches because it's Memorial Day. So you live on the beach in New Jersey, Victoria. What do you see there? What kind of activities are going on?
I don't think we're going to see much this weekend. The weather's just not great. So, yeah, it's the high of 61, 62, something like that. It kind of lots of rain spotting here and there. So this is not going to be the big Memorial Day beach weekend that we've seen in the past. It's probably not a bad thing as businesses and the state is reopening kind of slowly in phases. So it's probably not a bad thing that people aren't rushing to the beach.
All right. What about on the West Coast, Jennifer?
Well, you can rush to the beach, but you got to keep on rushing through.
You got to keep rushing, right?
in most cases, in most beaches in California, are making sure that you don't stop and dilly-dally on the beach. You have to walk, run, swim, or that's pretty much it. You can't sit.
How do they police that? They have the lifeguards up there with a machine gun?
They're supposed to.
Keep people moving?
Yeah, it's supposed to be some of the highway patrol and some of the local law enforcement
They get nothing better to do.
But that's what a lot of the police officers are saying in many jurisdictions. They're saying, we don't feel morally right going after someone who's standing on the beach. We have to go after people who are actually committing real crimes. So,
good. Yeah, good.
It's an honor system more than anything else, I guess.
All right, I suggested we'd be talking about Mike Pompeo, who's being investigated for what, Jennifer?
Well, it's a mixed story, depending on who you believe. So the inspector general that worked at the State Department was fired by Mike Pompeo, or actually by Donald Trump, but Mike Pompeo requested the firing. And so Mike Pompeo has come out, and so we should have actually gotten rid of this guy years ago or months ago. But many Democrats are claiming that the reason Mike Pompeo wanted to get rid of him is because he was investigating Mike Pompeo for using his underlings to do personal tasks, so picking up dry cleaning. Cleaning,
that takes an investigator.
Walking his dog. The inspector general, the claim was. So a lot of Democrats are claiming that this was retribution for this investigation. Mike Pompeo is saying that this guy hasn't been performing up to his tasks, and he hasn't been, I guess, investigating things thoroughly. There has been some wrongdoing that's been documented, at least according to Mike Pompeo, and that was why he wanted him to be released. He said he didn't even realize he himself was under investigation. Democrats, of course, are saying that's not true. He totally knew he was under investigation, and that's why he let the inspector general.
Well, the Saudi weapons.
That's another piece of it.
Please explain.
According to reports, Mike Pompeo said to find a reason that we could have done this arms deal with the Saudis, and so he was trying to put the paperwork basically behind this arms deal with the Saudis, and that was also a piece of this that was being investigated. So. I think there's a lot of transparency that's finally hitting Washington, D.C., so I'm sure whatever happened, whether Mike Pompeo was in the wrong or not, it's going to come out at some point because that's just the path that we're on right now.
It's so sticky. Everything that everybody does, we spend so much time trying to get everybody who's in public service. Why would anybody who's any good want to be president or vice president or serve in Congress or serve in these positions? Is it what happens afterwards? Do you take a chance, take a flyer, and you'll be better off, you get job opportunities or whatever? But for a lot of people, I think, you look into these things and you see how there's this gotcha mentality. Why would you get involved? Stay. The message is stay away from politics
and
public service.
what do the Saudis have on us? Because we constantly...
That's a great question.
This is true of Obama, true of everybody.
All right,
Trump,
28 past the hour.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May, and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Electric scooters have exploded in popularity around the country, and at least 10 national companies have emerged, renting the scooters by the hour in many cities. They're called micromobility companies, and they're growing quickly. But in Connecticut, any industry growing that quickly and making profits that impressive offers an opportunity for regulation. Sure enough, the legislature passed a new law this year, subjecting riders and owners to a slew of new state regulations. They also made sure to allow local governments to add even more regulations. Riding a bike or a scooter requires common sense, the most uncommon thing in our culture, but it does not require government regulation. It just isn't that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
California lawmakers created a new statute in 2018 preventing public employers from disparaging unions. The statute was designed to undercut the 2018 Supreme Court Janus decision, which gave public employees an opt-out right from paying any union dues. Now, seven elected officials in California are suing the California Public Employment Relations Board for violating their First Amendment rights of free speech. Well, Pacific Justice Institute will provide free legal help to any employees who, as a matter of conscience, seek to opt out from paying union dues.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Exchange, and they can get further information on that by going to healthcare.gov. And finally, they should check with their state Medicaid and children's health insurance program to see if they are eligible and if they are eligible for subsidies.
Here's what we know.
People without health insurance live sicker and die younger. The AMA believes that everyone should have access to affordable, meaningful coverage, and we will continue to advocate for that access.
Fridge had enough after the extra action in the house these last several weeks. Now you have an excuse to get the new one you've been wanting.
Lowe's can help with up to 40% off select appliances during our appliance savings event, including an LG InstaView side-by-side refrigerator for $12.99. With a generous amount of space, you'll have even more room to store your family's favorites. Get it fast by ordering at Lowe's.com or via our app. Best part, we're offering 12-month special financing and free delivery. Offers valid through 6/3. Free local delivery and credit applies to appliances $2.99 or more. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. It's the Memorial Day weekend, and we're doing our best to go through the top stories of the week according to the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com each week that we talk about. And you also at talkers.com find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, everything about from top to bottom, the News Talk Radio business, it's there. And it's here with us as far as the top ten are concerned. Number five is our relationship with China and the connection the Chinese have to the World Health Organization, which is sticky, messy, dirty, ugly. You can come up with all kinds of adjectives to describe it.
And that's just their good point.
Yeah, right, exactly. There's not much. You can't find much. I had a conversation yesterday with a youngster who thinks that the virus started in the bat wing of that market. I want to play a piece of the theme from Batman. And so I don't hold with that, and I don't think most people who look at it objectively hold with it. But the fact that China had the WHO, the World Health Organization, so much in its pocket has become so obvious that all these people that were in the know in, October, and nobody came forth with it, and the destruction, the devastation that has come about as a result of their lack of transparency, if nothing else.
There are a lot of people who have a lot of opinions about how this started. I think the three of us are on the same page for the most part about how this started. But let's just say, I mean, we don't know. We can't be 100% sure, certainly. No one can be 100% sure except for the people who are trying to find the intelligence to indicate where it came from. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it started. It's how China and the World Health Organization handled it. And what they did is lied to the American people. They lied to the world population. China didn't tell people. They didn't share their information. They didn't share their real death toll. They didn't show any transparency at all in dealing with this. And the World Health Organization let them get away with it. And in January, told the world that this was not transferable person to person. So for everybody who wants to stand up for the World Health Organization at this point, I don't care where you think the virus came from, if you think the government handled it right or not. The truth is that the World Health Organization was on a major disinformation campaign to protect China, and that has to be dealt with. And that shouldn't be political. That should be just about what's right and wrong.
And I was listening on the radio yesterday around. There are a couple of Spanish stations in Boston, and one of them is a talk station. And I listened just long enough to get the drift of the conversation about what was, you know, the COVID virus, how it's affecting the Hispanics, et cetera. And the host used the phrase El Terrible, which...
That's terrible.
Yeah, which I thought was interesting. I figured it out even. Okay, next, presidential politics. Huh? Who's talking about that? Is there anybody?
I think people are getting back to it. I do. People have been talking about Joe Biden. They've been talking about whether or not he's getting close to choosing a running mate. That was one of the big stories, actually, towards the end of the week, is that he has put Amy Klobuchar into a vetting committee, essentially.
Good.
Also,
be a good choice.
Val Demings from New Mexico has been vetted. And they're still looking at Kamala Harris, who still seems to be getting a lot of attention, and Stacey Abrams. So there are a list of four. Governor Whitmer from Michigan, I think, would be a risk for him right now. Maybe he realizes that, too, because the people of Michigan are ticked that the governor is not only shutting down their state, but while she's doing it, going to her vacation house and hanging out there for a little while. So
she had a big, by the way, as an aside, the governor prevailed Thursday in a challenge by lawmakers in her state who sued her over her authority to declare emergencies and restrictions during the outbreak. So one wonders if that could happen in other states where a lot of people in the various states. In my state, for example, Massachusetts, I think they've completely, the governor and the staff have completely overreacted to this in many different ways as to the heavy hand of closing certain businesses and when they're going to reopen. And I think you've had that problem in California, Jennifer. And I wonder about New Jersey, Victoria. How are the reopening of businesses? How is all that thing, how are those things being handled?
In phases, in coordination with New York and Connecticut. So there's slight differences because the needs of New Jersey are different, you know, from the needs of Manhattan people or the five boroughs, and then upstate New York is different. But it's all been coordinated. You know, it just it depends. Everything is so political. The Republicans are now suing Governor Murphy for closing businesses.
Right, still, yeah.
So it's, you know, it's sort of the same story. Some people believe that we did everything the right way and that, you know, people are taking responsibility, wearing masks and things like that. And then other people, you know, just they don't want to wear a mask and they just want to protest. And, you know, it's, I feel like it's the same thing in every state that was hit hard. If you're not in a state that was really hit hard, New Jersey was number two right behind New York. I think that your life is probably really different and maybe you didn't even see a need to close businesses. So
I think every state is really different. Some of the businesses that were closed, there was no reason for them to close. There's no reason for a lot of this stuff. Looking back on, you know, how much, what sort of leadership do we have? Yes, Jennifer.
Well, the biggest problem that I have in dealing with the closures is that there has been a thumb on the scale as to what businesses can stay open and what businesses can stay closed. So
the ones that are being reopened, too.
If you're going to make a point, for instance, I'll use an example from my state. If you're going to make a point that to tell people that beaches are dangerous, all beaches should then be closed down. But instead, our governor closed down one beach because he didn't like the images from it. If you're going to make the point that it's incredibly dangerous for all businesses to be shut down, then you shouldn't allow marijuana dispensaries and Home Depots to stay open while the mom-and-pop True Value Hardware has to close down. The same thing can be made for the argument about churches. How can the government tell you that it's not essential for you to be able to practice your faith? There are lots of arguments that people are coming up with going, wait a second, if so-and-so can do this, why can't I do that? I mean, we're all being treated
lots
like children.
Lots of heavy-handedness.
Yeah.
Very
and so, it, I mean, that's the issue. I mean,
well, we're letting them get away with it. This is the time for leadership and new thinking to surface and to have a quick, not such a quick, but have a careful overview of what's going on. I was talking to this high school, a college graduate yesterday, and one of the things we were talking about was what he didn't learn in high school about how the government works. He said, we never had any civics courses, and I didn't even, we were talking about what he learned, and he said, what I miss the most is having what my parents say were civic courses so I could learn how the government works. It sounded like a page out of my playbook. But this is a 21-year-old kid just graduated from Tufts who said, I don't know anything about how the government operates. I'm learning.
Close your ears, Victoria, because this will make your head pop off. And I don't, we don't want to make a huge political statement, but I really truly believe that this is what the far left in the country has been doing. They've infected academia. They've infected college universities and campuses. They've infected local schools. I mean, you want to talk about the far left's intrusion into our society. It happens on
school. It's not how to think, it's what to think.
It happens on school boards, and we're all blind to it because they're not pushing their agenda like outwardly so much. I mean, maybe Bernie Sanders, an argument could be made, but they're infecting school boards and local offices. And so then what happens? Why do they want to do that? Why do they want to not tell people how the government works? Because they want frustration so that people just throw their hands up and feel like they can't ever make change and want to completely throw everything away about our country and find a new system.
It's exasperating. It really is. All right, so let's tie this conversation into the number three item, which is the economy and how we're moving ahead, or are we in certain... I just was looking at a scientific report from the University of Oxford, where a professor there said that we have handled, that England and the West have handled this whole thing very badly. We need to be out of the lockdown. We have infected, whether you know it or you're not, half of you are infected, and there's nothing you can do about it, and having businesses closed isn't going to change a damn thing. And I think he's right. I don't think it works. Unless you want a complete collapse, and who wants that, there may be some people in power that want it for the control issues that we've just been talking about. But unless we get a handle on what's going on and take the reins ourselves, then the economy, everything runs on the economy. happiness quotient, do you have enough money to pay your bills, that sort of thing. Is your family safe and secure? That's a financial thing. It's all really all bundled into one thing. And so you see all these little mom-and-pop businesses of signs, we're not coming back. Why? Why? That's been my question from the beginning. All right. Anybody else got anything to say before we...
No, just, you know, the one thing I've been touting for the week and sharing this on social media, too, you know, if you are a mom-and-pop business, it doesn't matter really what you could be a farm, an individual farm, and maybe you have mm-hmm. a CSA or you have a farm stand or you're a retail shop, a clothing store that doesn't have any products available to buy online. Use Facebook Shops. If people use that, it's a new tool. It's free to use. You will pay a commission, you know, on the back end, but you can sell all of your stuff right from your new Facebook Shop account.
Yep.
And that can save small businesses. It can save.
It's really a big help. You can see the difference that social media makes.
You know, use it for food delivery. If you're a restaurant and you don't want to pay all the fees to Grubhub and DoorDash, you can use Facebook Shops, and people can take take orders right through the Facebook Shops and then deliver it yourself. There are so many things that people can do. If you just put a little bit of creativity in, you know, your business may end up coming out better than it ever was.
Yep,
it doesn't have to be doom and gloom.
Yep, that's right. We can learn a lot from the circumstances as well. There's a positive side, no question. Top stories this week from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. That's not fair because the list doesn't come from the Talk Radio Countdown Show. It comes from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Number 10, Lori Loughlin and the guilty plea. Number 9, race relations as they pertain to the Arbery case in Brunswick, Georgia. Number 8, personal relationships in the height of the COVID reality. And then number 7, communications, the technology of using all this educational stuff for learning. Mike Pompeo's investigation, number 6, China relations, number 5, the presidential race is 4, what's going on in the economy, number 3, healthcare, number 2, and all the stats, continuing to focus on the numbers. That's what Talkers Magazine says, number 1 issue discussed this week on News Talk radio stations all around the country. All right, we move along in a matter of moments with the top 2 stories this week, although they've been inveigled in pretty much all we've talked about during the course of this hour. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947. There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The People List. According to Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, Lori Loughlin is number 10. Number 9, Armand Arbery and the people in the family that shot him up. John Ratcliffe is number 8, and Mike Pompeo is number 7. Let's see here. The combo of Michael Flynn, Barack Obama, and Susan Rice seem to all be in the same kettle of fish, 6, A, B, and C. Joe Biden is 5. Andrew Cuomo is 4. Mitch McConnell is 3. Nancy Pelosi is 2. She referred to Donald Trump this week as grossly obese. You wonder sometimes whether these politicians don't just say things to get headlines, get attention, or stir the pot. That's all. I mean, and then she sort of walked it back. But the focus on Trump, well, because he's the number one person to focus on, number one on our people list again this week, forever and ever and ever, it would seem, or at least until the end of the year. That's the story here from the Talk Radio Countdown. All right, so number two, number one here, the stories, the coronavirus, the controversy over the malaria drug, hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. Everyone can say it, including
we
my
can get it out.
Now, so you can do it.
All right, so that has proven
well,
to be...
Well, your mom likes Sanjay Gupta, and he says it all the time. So.
But she kept messing it up, and then I corrected her a few times.
Well, the people that I know and respect tell me that this is this has been another political football, and who knows why it was that people like Fauci were so against it, but they're being proven wrong in the right circumstances. So much about that. The people who are complaining about Trump never wearing a mask haven't seen any pictures of him in the Ford plant this week in Detroit.
Well, that was the egg on the face of the Attorney General of Michigan. She's like, he's never invited back to the state of Michigan.
Who is she to say that?
And we're going to investigate Ford for not making him wear a mask. And then the pictures came out that he was wearing a mask. He just didn't do it in front of the camera.
You got nothing better to do? You get paid for this? This person gets paid for this job? Come on. Hey, man. All right, and the numbers are going way down and quite fast, even though there are some pockets where people have been out and about that are going back up again, but the numbers are going in the right direction. That's it. Thank you, ladies. Victoria and Jennifer here with Doug on the Talk Radio Overview.
Talk Radio Countdown.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Snow. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOP-LOSS.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 at the hour now. It's time for us to go to work going through the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan is here at the ready. So we start with number five, go to number one. Walmart shutting down Jet.com. That info this week. What's the story behind the story there, Victoria?
Yep, so back in 2016, Walmart paid $3 billion for Jet.com. They thought that it was going to be this huge rival to Amazon, and it never was. It was kind of a disaster. They actually lost $2 billion a year on it. But the good news is for the shopper, since they are shutting it down, you can actually get some pretty good deals. Everything is a fire sale right now. So if you need some supplies or some home furnishings, whatever it is, check out Jet.com because you can get some really great deals right now. But it will be completely closed down, I would suspect, in about a month.
All right. Number four is a new Apple update, or the story behind the story of what's going on. This is a facial recognition thing, right?
Yes. So if you do the update on your iPhone, it's 13.5, iOS 13.5. The two new features there are a direct result of the COVID-19 pandemic, changes to the facial ID that makes it easier to unlock your phone if you're wearing a face mask, and support for the first phase of Apple and Google's jointly developed exposure notification system, meaning it will send you a notification if it suspects that you have been exposed to the virus. So the first part of this is if you're wearing a face mask, it's very frustrating now to unlock your phone if you've got one of the later iPhones that uses the facial recognition. So now this new update will automatically tell if you're wearing a face mask, and it will just, instead of it trying several times to open with using your face, it'll automatically allow you to just type in your code. So that's one thing that saves you a few minutes. The second part of it is this tracing thing that Apple and Google have been working on together. It's basically using data from public health agencies, and it will send you a notification if you may have been in contact with someone who's been diagnosed with COVID-19. The system is inactive until you actually have the app installed, so it's not like it's just automatically on your phone if you don't want it. If you do want it, though, it's free, and it will directly start. It's basically contact tracing, and they're going to be using this in conjunction with local health agencies state by state. So those are the two big updates from the new one.
All right, number three from this past week, the mess at the College Board.
Yeah, lots of high school seniors are having a rough time right now. They've been taking their advanced placement final exams, and then they submit them online. However, the what you're supposed to do is you write out your written essay portion, then you take a photo of it, and you email it in to the College Board. The problem is it was rejecting any iPhone photos, and newer Android photos were also being rejected. Once the photo is rejected, they give you a failing grade for the entire exam. So these poor kids are taking these hours-long tests, thinking, okay, I'm done, I've been studying for this for weeks, I submit my test, and they already automatically get flunked. So it's been a total disaster, and these kids now have to reschedule to retake the test in June. 23,000 students have already signed a petition to see if the College Board can't do more than just in the future. They said you can email the photo in. You don't have to submit it through their online portal, and that way you're guaranteed to submit your results. But that doesn't help the kids who have already taken the test and flunked, and even though they didn't deserve to flunk. So It's the College Board was clearly not prepared for this, you know, distance learning setup. So it's been heartbreaking for a lot of the kids who've studied so hard.
Facebook, number two, launching sort of a different kind of business online.
Yeah, Facebook Shops launched this week, and I think this is one of the best things Facebook has done in a long time. It's a new way for businesses to set up free storefronts on Facebook and Instagram. So if you don't have a website, or if you don't have a website where you can, where you're selling your goods, a lot of people have like a landing page where it just has the information of their store, but you can't shop it. This is now the free solution to doing that. You will pay a percentage of your sales to Facebook, but it's still totally worth it to me. And we've got to get small businesses online immediately.
Yep. All right, number one is a new chip plant being built in Arizona.
Yep, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, which is actually the name of the company, TSMC, they are in talks to build a $12 billion chip fab plant in Arizona. They were not sure yet how much of the U.S. government subsidies are going to be applied to this, but it will take a lot of money. But in the long run, I think it might also still be a really good investment to have chipsets made here in America as opposed to everything being made in China.
Hopefully it serves as a model for bringing back that business and the drug business and many other businesses back to America, incentivizing it. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that one. Hopefully there'll be some leadership exercised by those in charge. That's the list, the top five items from the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. At rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and NLSconsumeraccess.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In light of a Johns Hopkins University count that shows Brazil had reported more than 347,000 COVID-19 cases, second behind the U.S. in the number of infections, the White House has announced a ban on travelers from that country, citing the infection spread. On ABC's This Week Sunday, White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says, like everyone else, government officials are learning how best to handle the pandemic.
You know, we act like we've actually done this before. And besides 1918 and 1919, we've not ever closed parts of America. And even then, the whole country wasn't closed.
Birx again stressed the importance of social distancing being absolutely critical. She said if a person can't social distance and they're outside, they must wear a mask. Meanwhile, the Memorial Day weekend marked the unofficial start of the summer in the U.S., and that meant big crowds at beaches on both coasts and warnings from authorities about people disregarding the social distancing rules. A prominent conservative is recovering from a Saturday motorcycle accident.
Former Florida congressman and retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is stable after suffering a concussion, several fractures, and cuts from a motorcycle crash in Texas, according to a Facebook post by Mrs. West. West was returning from a rally in Austin in support of reopening Texas after the coronavirus. A police email reports an unidentified vehicle made an unsafe lane change in front of West and another cyclist, causing the collision. The other cyclist was treated in the hospital for injuries described as non-life-threatening. West is running for the chair of the Republican Party of Texas. George Bonzani reporting.
Millions of children in Australia returning to schools in New South Wales and Queensland. They join Western Australia, South Australia, and Northern Territory in resuming face-to-face learning. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Ohio State hopes to have fans in the stands at games this fall for football games. The proposal for Ohio Stadium, which holds more than 100,000, would hold a crowd closer to 20,000 fans, up to 50,000 if guidelines are relaxed. Buckeyes Athletic Director Gene Smith said this week that his athletic departments run several social distancing models to consider having fans in the games.
Still, for me, an interesting challenge to think that we could create an environment where our players who are in contact physically can be safe. But we couldn't come up with a strategy to create a safe environment for X number of fans.
A points system already in place would determine who would get priority access to the limited seats available. Smith said the parents and guests of student athletes and coaches would be a high priority. He said they'd like to come up with a strategy, but they haven't nailed that down. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Hertz has filed for bankruptcy protection, unable to withstand the coronavirus pandemic that's crippled global travel, and with it, the heavily indebted 102-year-old car rental company's business.
The Florida-based company's lenders were unwilling to grant it another extension on its auto lease debt payments past the Friday deadline, triggering the filing. By the end of March, Hertz had more than $24 billion in debt, with only $1 billion of available cash. Starting in mid-March, the company lost all revenue when travel nearly shut down due to the novel coronavirus.
Jeremy House reporting. Hertz has been plagued by management upheaval, naming its fourth CEO in 6 years on May 18th. A U.S. judge approved moving forward with the sale of Venezuela's prized U.S.-based Citgo refinery, taking the bankrupt Canadian mining company Crystalex one step closer to collecting $1.4 billion it lost during a takeover by the late President Hugo Chavez. This is Town Hall.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premium is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by radiospirits.com.
Here's what's coming up. We have some dramatic organ music taking us into the syndicated series Boston Blackie. And later, a very well-written and performed quarter-hour comedy known as The Couple Next Door. It features series creator Peg Lynch working alongside her longtime co-star, Alan Bunce. Well, when the character of Horatio Black first came to radio in the spring of 1944, he was portrayed by Chester Morris, the same actor seen in a series of Boston Blackie films. But that was just a summer replacement program. So after its three-month run, Morris went back to the big screen. And syndicator Frederick Ziv opted to continue a Boston Blackie radio show, so he cast another actor, Richard Calmer. While the role of Blackie's reluctant friend, Police Inspector Faraday, was handled by Mysterious Traveler host Maurice Tarplin. And here they are in this episode, all about Mr. Reynolds and some stolen goods.
It's from September 1st, 1948.
Oh, here's a nice bracelet, sir.
How nice is the price?
$5,000.
Oh, it's too nice.
Well, almost everything in my store is on the expensive side, sir.
Yes, I realize that, but can't you offer me something that isn't quite so far over on that side?
Well, we do have a few inexpensive things, but still over $1,000.
Oh, this is for a friend of mine, a nurse, Mary Wesley. She's the practical type.
I see.
If I threw $1,000 into a present for her, she'd throw me out a 20-story window.
Well, tell me what kind of a person she is, and perhaps I can suggest something.
Well, she's a simple type. Oh. Like simple people like me and simple prices.
Like what?
Well, actually, she'd be angry if I spent more than 10 cents.
10 cents? I know exactly what you mean.
You do?
In this drawer here, I have just the thing for you, sir.
What is that, an electric light?
A diamond necklace, sir, worth, as you can probably guess, not one penny less than $10,000.
I can guess.
But to you, sir, the price is 10 cents.
The necklace is worth $10,000, but I can have it for 10 cents, did you say?
Yes. You know what I mean, of course.
Oh, yes, of course, but I... Here, let me look at it.
Sure. Here you are.
Certainly worth the price you ask, but I don't have a dime on me at the moment.
Very funny.
I can go to the bank and make a withdrawal, though. I'll be back in an hour. How much now?
You know.
How much is ..
I was only joking, Mr.
Blackie, Boston Blackie.
Yes, Blackie. I was just going along with your joke. You realize that, of course.
Oh, of course.
Now, what else can I show you?
I'm really interested in that necklace you're holding. And don't put it away.
But the price is $10,000.
Not 10 cents?
Not 10 cents. Now, how about a nice pair of earrings?
I'm not interested in earrings because your offer of a $10,000 necklace for 10 cents keeps ringing in my ears.
Hello?
Hello, Louise.
Yes, John.
Louise, something's happened. I'm afraid I won't be home in time for dinner.
Well, I understand, dear. I'm not fixing anything that can't wait till the last minute anyhow. But why, John? What's happened?
Well, I can't tell you.
Why?
I just can't. I don't know the consequences just yet.
The consequences? John, what have you done?
Something awfully foolish.
Why?
Boston Blackie was in my store this afternoon trying to buy something, only I didn't know it was Boston Blackie until he told me who he was. Then I realized what a terrible mistake I'd made.
John, you're not making one bit of sense.
I know. There isn't time to explain. I have to see someone right away.
Who?
Well, I can't tell you that either, but...
Oh, John.
Listen.
Yes?
There's an envelope in my desk drawer.
Hmm?
If I'm not home by midnight tonight, get that envelope and open it. The letter inside will tell you and the police everything.
But, Mr. Grant, I didn't know it was Boston Blackie until it was too late. I thought it was someone sent there to buy the stolen necklace. He gave the password when he asked for something for 10 cents. When he looked surprised and didn't produce the $5,000 you want for the necklace, I covered up my mistake by saying I was just joking. At least I'm pretty sure I covered it up. I'm sure he left thinking it was a joke, but... Anyhow, wouldn't you have made the same mistake?
No. Now I'll accept your resignation. We're not going to use you anymore. Can't afford to use people who make mistakes.
You sent for me, Mr. Grant?
Yes, Carter. Come here.
Who's the sack with the drooped face?
A former member of our organization, Carter, John Reynolds.
Oh.
Mr. Reynolds, Mr. Carter.
Oh,
how do you do?
A former member, huh?
Yes.
Oh, sure. I get what you mean, Mr. Grant.
Mm-hmm. Is it all right if I go now, Mr. Grant?
Yes.
You said you were through with me.
Yes, I am, but Carter here will show you the way out.
But I know the way out. I found my way in.
But when you are no longer a member of this organization, John, you go out another way.
Yeah, this way, Reynolds.
All right.
Right through this door here.
Thanks, Mr. Grant. Thanks a lot for not making this any worse than it is. Now where?
Yeah, right down these steps into the basement. But you go first, huh?
Very well. It's awfully dark down here. Isn't there some sort of light?
No, I don't need a light. All I need is this gun.
What? Gun?
Yeah, that kind of goes bang, bang, like this. Now maybe you know what Mr. Grant meant when he said you were going out a different way.
Faraday, this is one time you have no right to order me out of your office. I was in on this case before you were.
I'll order you out of here to get your head examined. If you expect me to believe that story about a $10,000 necklace for 10 cents, Blackie.
Well, will you believe 20 cents?
No, not even 30.
Well, then let's start all over again at 10 cents. Because that's what I was asked to pay for the necklace, and that's why I'm in on this case.
Now, why would Reynolds have offered you that necklace for a dime? And how are you sure the dead man is the same John Reynolds you talked to yesterday?
Because I saw his picture in the paper this morning.
Okay. That still doesn't answer my first question.
About the dime, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Faraday, he wasn't selling me that necklace for a dime.
Well, now you agree with me.
No, I'm trying to explain something to you. I was joking around with Reynolds about the high prices in the store and accidentally hit on a code of some kind when I made a crack about buying something for a dime.
A code for what?
Well, maybe to identify myself as a buyer of stolen jewelry.
Reynolds has no record as a fence.
No, of course not. But you don't know all the fences in town. And the ones you do know are being watched so closely they can't operate.
Well, what happened to Reynolds is no joke. And the fact that his letter is missing is no joke either.
What letter?
A letter he had in his house. He phoned his wife before he was killed, told her to open it, give it to the police if anything happened to him.
I see.
Only we can't find the letter.
Well, you've really been working on this case, haven't you?
No more than I work on the others.
Well, that letter, missing or not, proves that Reynolds was in some kind of an illegitimate business and also that he didn't work alone.
Yeah.
His partners obviously killed him for his mistake.
They did.
What else did his wife tell you?
Plenty. But I'm not going to tell you.
You don't have to, Faraday.
Why?
Because I'm going to see the wife of the dead man and put some life into this case.
Jimenez. Come in.
Mrs.
Yes, come on.
You seem a little busy.
Yes, I am. I'm looking for something. Who are you?
Boston Blee, Mr. Reynolds.
Oh, no wonder you're familiar. I thought I knew.
And I know what you're looking for. The letter your late husband told you to turn over to the police.
Yes, I am, and I've looked everywhere for it. No, it's not in here.
Where did he say it was, Mr.?
In this drawer right here.
Mm-hmm.
I've been looking for hours.
The police looked for it, too, didn't they?
Yes, they searched the house from top to bottom.
Well, if the police couldn't find it, I don't think you can.
No, I suppose not, but I'm going to keep on looking. Oh, it's not in here either. There. Jackie, I guess you want to ask me some questions.
No, not just now. Some other time.
Oh.
And not so much about your husband's death as what he did for a living.
He was a jeweler.
Yes, I know. But was he legitimate?
What?
He offered me a $10,000 necklace yesterday for 10 cents. And I have a hunch why.
Oh, well, I'm sure that was just a joke, Blackie. John had a very strange sense of humor.
And I have a good sense of rackets, Mrs. Reynolds. But we'll talk about that some other time. Well, goodbye, and good luck in finding the letter.
Thank you. I'm going to keep on looking.
And while you're looking for the letter, I'm going to be looking for his killer. Goodbye.
Goodbye. He's gone, Mr. Grant.
Yes, I thought I heard him leave.
You were right when you saw him coming up the walk. It was Boston Blackie.
Well, I hope you put on a good act and made him think you're still looking for that letter.
Yes. I was searching the drawers in the desk when he came in, just as I was doing when the police got here.
Good girl. Too bad you even had to mention the letter to the police, though.
Oh, but I thought it was safer.
Hmm?
There's no telling who else John mentioned the letter to, Mr. Grant.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Incidentally, Mr. Grant, here is the letter.
Oh, yes.
Don't you think you ought to destroy it?
Yes, I think I will. Did you read it?
Yes, I did.
Surprised to know John worked for me, too, weren't you?
Well, I certainly was. But wouldn't he have been surprised if he had ever known that while he was selling for you, his wife was stealing for you?
I guess he would have been at that. Where's a match?
Right here on the table.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Mr. Grant, why don't you let the people working for you know each other?
Well, if one is caught, he or she can't tell the police about the others.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, here goes the letter up in smoke. I love to watch a fire burn, don't you?
Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see Boston Blackie if he could guess that letter was found and destroyed.
Yes.
He'd burn, too.
We're halfway through this episode of Boston Blackie. Stay tuned for more right after this.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Founded back in 2006, Twitter is the world's premier microblogging social network service, where users post and interact with text, photos, and videos. And from breaking news to entertainment, sports, and politics, you get the full story with commentary, sometimes from the newsmakers themselves. Michael Palumbo is from Twitter.
Politics, sports, and entertainment, those are really the biggest areas, I would say, we see the highest volume of conversation when you think of the amount of events and individuals involved in those conversations.
And why check out Twitter?
The number one thing that people should know is that Twitter is the number one destination from live events, from award shows all the way through to sporting events. Twitter is the best way to not only consume something, let's say, in real life or while watching TV, it's a great companion to experience something online and connect with like-minded individuals around that live event.
Join the conversation at twitter.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Attention all timeshare owners. Is this what you'd like to do with your timeshare contract? Do you own a timeshare and just want out? Thousands of timeshare owners are getting out of their timeshare contract with the help of Timeshare Compliance. Timeshare Compliance can legally terminate, tear up, shred, eliminate, trash your timeshare agreement, ending your payments forever, saving you thousands. So whether you're a victim of a high-pressure, dishonest sales agent, or you were misled with what you were buying, or you overpaid and they underdelivered, call Timeshare Compliance now for a free consultation. With one simple call, the trusted professionals at Timeshare Compliance can legally rip up your timeshare agreement and help rip up your financial suffering. You could save thousands. Call now before another payment is due. Timeshare Compliance is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Call 800-721-4860. 800-721-4860. 800-721-4860.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
And now back to Richard Colmer starring as Boston Blackie on When Radio Was.
Jeweler John Reynolds makes the mistake of trying to sell stolen goods to Boston Blackie when Blackie jokingly asks for something for a dime, the secret password. The gang leader has Reynolds killed. Always fearing death, Reynolds kept a letter in his home which told all. So he phoned his wife to turn the letter over to the police in the event something happened to him. The wife, however, is also a member of the gang. Neither Blackie nor Faraday know this, and as we return to our story...
It's open.
Blackie, may I come in?
Oh, yes, Miss Reynolds, of course.
Thank you. I just have to talk to you, Blackie.
Well, I'm glad you're here, because I was just about to phone you and ask you if you'd had any luck in finding that letter.
No, Blackie, I haven't. But I got a phone call just a little while ago.
From whom?
I don't know. The man wouldn't say. But he said if I found the letter and didn't destroy it, the same thing that happened to John would happen to me.
Well, you need police protection.
Well.
And that gives me an idea, too.
Yes?
We could say you had found the letter, and that would bring someone after you. Only we'd be there to see that you were safe.
Oh, no, no, Blackie. I'd be afraid to do that.
No need to be.
Couldn't you do something to catch the killers before they do something to me?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm working on a plan right now, Mrs. Reynolds.
Yes, what?
I plan to let it be known around the underworld that I'm carrying $50,000 worth of jewelry.
But will that help in any way?
Yes, Mrs. Reynolds. I think it will.
Oh, what?
But I won't tell you why until I've told you it has.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Grant?
Yeah?
Oh, Mr. Grant, this is Louise.
Oh, nothing for you today, Louise.
But I have something for you.
Oh?
I saw Blackie and gave him the story about the threatening phone call.
And?
Well, he still thinks I'm looking for the letter.
Good.
And he has a plan he thinks will catch you.
Oh, does he?
Uh-huh.
Did he try to calm your fears by telling you his plan?
He sure did. That certainly proves he doesn't suspect me of anything, isn't it, Mr. Grant?
Certainly is. What is his plan?
Well, he has an idea John was mixed up with the jewel thief.
Uh-huh.
So he's going around town with $50,000 worth of jewelry.
What?
But first, he's going to let the underworld know in hopes he'll be held up.
Stupid fellow. I thought he was more clever than that.
It certainly isn't going to get him anywhere, is it?
Well, of course not. Are you sure you tricked him into telling you his plan, or did he tell you much too willingly?
Oh, Mr. Grant, you know I can get anything out of anybody. Why do you ask?
Because I think we might relieve Blackie of his jewelry. I think we might. Thanks for the tip, Louise.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
How long is Blackie going to be in that jewelry store, Mr. Grant? Huh?
Patience, Carter. He'll be out pretty soon.
Okay, and I'll do what you say. But I think we're nuts.
Why?
He told Louise his plans. He'll know if she tipped us off.
Oh, no, he won't. In the first place, he fell for the phony story I sent Louise to give him.
The threatening phone call about the letter?
Mm-hmm. And besides, every mug in the city knows that Blackie is carrying 50 grand in rocks.
If he was leveling with Louise and really let the word get passed around. Hey, here he comes.
Good. Now you stay back in the alley and let him pass us before you step out and hit him.
All right.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah, okay.
Shh. Now.
And now.
All right, quick. Grab that briefcase he dropped and let's beat it through the alley.
Got it, let's go.
Was I hit with, Faraday? A pile driver?
I ought to hit you with every law in the book. Against being a public nuisance and cluttering up the city sidewalks.
Well, I ought to sue the police department for bringing me to your office.
Suit yourself.
I knew I wasn't in heaven, though, when I woke up and saw you.
You were so right. Well, what happened to you? Who hit you?
I don't know.
You're supposed to be such a speedy character.
Yeah.
Well, why were you knocked out? Do you know that?
Yes, for the briefcase I was carrying.
The briefcase?
And it was $50,000 worth of jewelry.
What? You were robbed of $50,000 worth of jewelry?
Yes, but I don't mind.
You don't mind?
No, why should I? The jewelry didn't belong to me. I borrowed it from a friend.
Well, we sure got home okay with this stuff for Blackie's, huh, Mr. Grant?
Yeah. All right, put the briefcase on the table there, Card. Open it up, and let's have a look at it.
Sure. What a haul. $50,000 at one time.
Yeah?
We've never done anything like this before.
Well, that's the reason I wanted to do it. One big haul is much better than having to get one piece at a time. All right, open the briefcase, Carter.
Sure. Look at that stuff. Looks like it's even worth more than $50,000.
Yeah, say, look a piece of it closely. This piece, for instance.
Oh, sure, beautiful. Sure worth plenty.
Carter, we're going to see Louise.
We are?
Yes, I want to reward her for this little deal tonight.
Oh, hello, Mr. Grant. Come on in.
Thank you, Louise.
Well, I can tell by the smile on your face that everything worked out all right.
Beautifully, Louise, beautifully.
I'm glad.
Yes, I've come to congratulate you. And also to give you a promotion.
Promotion, Mr. Grant?
Well, it might be called that. A change in status is another name for it.
Oh, well, I'm certainly glad to hear everything worked out, but I didn't expect to be given a reward.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was given something I didn't expect either.
Huh?
Come on, Carter is waiting for us outside in the car.
Carter? Who's he?
One of my most trusted men.
Oh, but I thought you didn't want any of your workers to know each other.
Well, your acquaintance with this member of my company won't be for very long.
Mr. Grant, there's something about the look on your face that I don't like.
There's something about what you tried to do to us this afternoon that I don't like. In fact, I don't like any part of it.
Any part of what? I thought you said...
You didn't think anything. You knew it.
What?
I sent you to Blackie to talk him into giving away any plans that he might have. And instead, you double-crossed us. You turned to him. Tried to get rid of us by making us walk into a trap.
Well, Mr. Grant, I didn't. I told you just what Blackie told me, and you got $50,000 in jewels out of it, didn't you?
Phony jewels, Louise.
Phony?
Only when Carter and I get you out in the country, the bullet he puts into you is going to be real.
Blackie and his crazy ideas. Don't get so far behind that car, you'll lose it, Matthews.
Well, we've got to keep back or they'll know they're being followed, Inspector Faraday.
All right.
Wish we could use lights. It's black tonight.
That's good. It's just as tough for them. Hey, don't get so far behind. Where are they?
Okay. Well, we'll spot them around that corner up there. Gee, they're sure going way out in the country, aren't they?
If this doesn't get results, Blackie better leave the country.
Yeah.
I don't know why I listen to him. His schemes are as phony as those jewels he had stolen from him.
Hey, we're around the corner, and where's that car?
Fine, we've lost it completely. There are six roads off this junction.
What?
Pull over to the side.
Yes, sir.
I don't see any tail light down the roads on this side.
There wasn't one on the roads off this side of the highway either. Oh, Blackie's going to be sore about this.
He's going to be sore. Blackie's going to be sore. I'm sore at Blackie. Where is he? Talks me into this, and he doesn't show up.
Well, he'll show up somewhere, Inspector. But will it be at the right place at the right time?
What's this for a place, Mr. Grant? In those woods there.
Good. Pull over.
Mr. Grant, please. Please. I didn't know Blackie was carrying phony jewelry. He told me it was real.
Shut up, Louise.
I'll have a quiet in a minute, Mr. Grant.
No, you let go.
Come on out here, sister.
No.
It'll be all over in a second.
Please, Mr. Grant. I let you kill my husband and get away with it. And I gave you the letter he wanted me to turn over to the police.
She's hard to pull out of the car, Mr. Grant. Give her a shove.
No.
All right.
No.
Thanks, Mr. Grant. That did it. Now, come with me, baby, because if you don't, I'll drag you.
All right, hurry up, Carter. We don't want to be parked here too long.
Why, are you afraid you'll get a ticket?
Who's that?
Oh, Blackie.
Yes, and a little uncomfortable from riding on the rear bumper of your car.
Carter, stop him.
No, Carter, stop.
That's
why you want to fix you.
Blackie, look out.
Grant, you're next.
No, I think you've got the picture wrong, Blackie. You're next.
Here it is, Grant.
You see, Blackie, I told you I was afraid of this ever since that threatening phone call.
Drop the act, Mrs. Reynolds.
What?
From the time I saw you pretending to look for your husband's letter after the police had searched your house, I knew you'd soon be getting your mail care of state prison.
Do, 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 do.
stop that so-called singing, Blackie. Don't you know any words?
The words Gran Connor and Mrs. Reynolds used when they sang to you were lyrics enough for one day, Faraday.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of me, aren't you?
No. You're proud enough of yourself for both of us.
Oh, I wasn't really so smart,
yeah,
now.
But lucky.
Grant and Mrs. Reynolds were just dumb.
Yeah.
I suspected her of hiding or destroying her husband's letter when she was still looking for it after the police failed to find it.
Thanks. You'll admit the police do a pretty thorough job, don't you?
Yes, I've always admired the police enough to stay on their side.
You admire us enough to want us to work on your murder, too?
I wasn't ever in any danger of being murdered, Faraday. Just robbed.
Mm-hmm. You know, Grant said he felt safe in grabbing those jewels from you after you told Mrs. Reynolds your plan, because you also let the word get around the underworld.
Well, that's where he was wrong, Faraday. I didn't tell anyone but Mrs. Reynolds. I was hoping to grab them when they held me up, but, well, I guess Carter was just too fast for me.
There was a time when nobody was too fast for you, Blackie. What's the matter? You slowing up?
Maybe so, but I'm still showing up every criminal in town, clever or otherwise.
If you ask me, Grant was otherwise.
Oh, I don't know. His method of getting rid of stolen jewelry was pretty clever.
Agreed.
An out-of-town buyer would go to Reynolds, say, what do you have for 10 cents? And then for 5,000, he'd get a piece of jewelry worth 10.
Yeah. Grant was so smart, he's going to spend the rest of his life in jail.
Yes, it's kind of cute, really.
Cute?
Grant's password was 10 cents, and now his life isn't worth a dime.
Mr. Reynolds and the Stolen Goods, an episode of Boston Blackie from the 1st of September, 1948. Dick Calmer was Blackie, with Maurice Tarplin as Faraday. As I mentioned earlier, that character had been featured in a series of films. Well, actually, there were two big screen runs of Boston Blackie. The first was during the silent era, 9 pictures from 1918 to 1927. Then Blackie returned to the movies in 1941, starring Chester Morris. The first film was Meet Boston Blackie, and 13 more pictures would follow over the next 8 years. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on When Radio Was, it's Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce as the couple next door. That quarter-hour comedy begins right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the ringing of that phone bell means adventure.
Hello?
Hello.
The young man answering the phone is Archie Goodwin.
Yes, this is Nero Wolfe's office.
The mountain of a man in the oversized armchair, staring at Archie with a beady eye, is Nero Wolfe.
Mr. Wolfe is in. Mr. Wolfe is always in. Would he stay in until... He would.
Archie, what on earth?
Boss, she sounds blonde.
Phooey.
Rex Stout's reclusive, overweight, orchid-loving super sleuth is masterfully portrayed by Sidney Greenstreet in Radio Spirit's 4-CD collection, Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride. Mystery Buffs can learn the logic of this armchair detective extraordinaire as he presides over 8 curious cases.
He's disappeared. It's been 3 days now.
Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride, sells for $15.95. But When Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $10. Plus, get free shipping.
We've still got a disappearance case, and this one you're not sitting out.
Indeed. And who has disappeared now?
Mary Dunning. Stevens is back, but Mary's gone.
Go to radiospirits.com now or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Excuse me, Mr. Wolf.
Yes.
Hold the wire a moment.
Wait, Mr. Stevens.
Come on in. I haven't had a chance yet.
Oh, what? No! No! Oh.
Get your own copy of Nero Wolfe, The Case of the Midnight Ride today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code WOLF77.
Kramer's on his way to your place now to pick up young Doc. Any instructions?
I'd like more company.
Well, the ball game is all wrapped up, isn't it?
I'd still like more company.
Right, Mary and Schwartz?
If you can get them here. And Archie.
Yes?
Get them here.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
On this week's Drawn to Wildlife Tip of the Week, I share something that I overlooked before my fishing trip that kept me from landing a couple of big fish. I'll share what that is right after this message.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard body decoys. Ultra lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic high contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
So what kept me from landing a couple of big bass? Old fishing line. I thought I had replaced the line on my spinning reel a month or so ago, but I was wrong. The line on that reel was old and broke upon hook set twice. So learn from my mistake and check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, and time for The Couple Next Door. It was a revival of The Adventures of Ethel and Albert. And both quarter-hour comedies were created and written by Peg Lynch, who was also the star, each time alongside Alan Bunce as her spouse. They are joined by Dorothy Duckworth as Eleanor and Charles Mendick as Fred in this broadcast, all about remembering to lock the garage door. Well, did you remember? Let's find out, as we head back now to January 9th of 1958.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, why do you fall asleep on the couch? Why don't you go on up to bed? Dear? If you're so tired, why don't you go on up to bed?
No, I'm just resting.
Well, if you're that sleepy now...
I'm not sleeping, just resting my eyes.
You're snoring.
I don't snore.
All right. You know, you do this every night. You fall asleep down here.
It's too early to go to bed anyway.
Well, I don't know what the difference is, whether you sleep here or up in bed where you'd be more comfortable.
Okay, I'm just resting.
And you fall sound asleep down here for 2 or 3 hours, then I can hardly wake you up to get you upstairs. Then you wonder why you can't sleep at night.
No, I am not sleeping. I'm just resting my eyes.
Well, you're going to have a terrible crick in your neck with your head twisted that way.
I'm okay.
Here, get your head up. Now, let me put this pillow under your head.
Thank you. I'm not sleeping, darling.
Well... Hello, you finally decided to come upstairs to bed?
Why do you let me sleep down there all evening?
I'm not even going to answer that.
My neck is so stiff, I must have dozed off in a funny position.
Well, I've given up trying to get you to come up and go to bed early. At least you'd be comfortable.
When I go to bed early, I wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and then I roll and toss until about... for half an hour before the alarm goes off. What are you reading?
Please don't eat the daisies. Awfully funny. I borrowed it from Eleanor.
Oh, I'm so tired. I'm not even going to clean my teeth. Oh, golly. Another day, another dollar.
You're buttoning the top of your pajamas wrong, dear.
Yeah, I don't care. Want to get into bed fast before I'm so wide awake I can't sleep. You got to keep the light on?
Oh, I'll just finish this chapter. And I guess I'd better get out and get your suit. Look at the way you just dumped it on the chair.
Oh, no, it's so wrinkled. It's got to go to the cleaners anyway. So send it tomorrow, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Good night, darling.
Good night, dear. Do you lock the garage? Dear? Do you lock the garage?
Yeah.
Say yes or no?
Yes.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want the car stolen.
No, I locked it. I remember I came home, I had all those packages, and I dropped the padlock, and when I picked up the padlock, I dropped the packages.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's locked then.
Yeah.
You talking about when you came home for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
You took the car out again to take the card table back to the Wilsons. Did you lock it then?
Oh.
Well, you thought you locked the garage the other night, and the next morning we found you hadn't even closed the doors.
Yeah, well, it's okay. I'm sure I locked it.
Well, you were very upset the other morning when it wasn't locked, dear.
Yeah, well,
you
it's were... okay. Nobody's going to steal the car. Now, look, finish your chapter, please. William, get the light off.
Guess that's what the Bradleys thought. And they went out in the morning, and the car was gone.
Well... we'd hear it if anybody started the motor.
Well, the Bradleys didn't hear anything. They slept right through it. Anyhow, they didn't start the motor. Apparently, what car robbers do is push the car out to the street.
Oh.
That's what the police told the Bradleys, and they haven't found the car. It was 2 months ago. Of course, as Edith Bradley said, they hate to buy a new car in case they find the other one, so poor Ed's been taking the bus to work every day, which I don't think you'd like, dear.
Nobody is going to steal a car, and if they do want to, one measly little padlock isn't going to stand in their way.
Well, just the same, I guess if it is locked, a burglar's going to think twice about stealing something. No sense making it easy for him.
No burglars in this neighborhood, anyhow.
The Bradleys only live 2 blocks away. And the Cunninghams had their place broken into Thanksgiving when they were gone. Took all the silver.
Well, I'm in bed. I'm not going to get up again and traipse all the way downstairs and out to the garage. I'm sure it's all right. Now, don't worry about it.
Want me to go?
I do not. Not the way you catch colds. Now, forget it, will you? Good night. Hurry up and get the light off.
Do you have your tool chest out in the garage, dear, and the lawnmower and the garden hose?
I don't think anybody wants our garden hose. For Pete's sake, stop worrying.
Well, it makes me nervous when things aren't locked up. And there's been a very peculiar handyman hanging around the neighborhood. There's something very strange about him. He never says good morning or anything.
Just because a man doesn't say good morning doesn't mean he's escaped from Alcatraz.
Well, I didn't say that.
I locked the garage.
All right. No. If you're sure, that's all I wanted to know, dear. You go to sleep. I've only got a page left, and then I'll turn the light off. Good night.
Good night. Oh. You say they haven't found the Bradley's car yet?
Hmm? Oh, no.
I think I locked the garage.
Well, you probably did, and I'm sure you're right. Nobody's going to steal a car.
Well, of course, just the time you think they won't, that's just the time they do.
No, we have insurance.
Ah, but it's a nuisance. There's a certain period of time getting the money for it, then you have to wait for your new car if they don't have what you want right away.
Well, dear, I'm a light sleeper. I think I'd hear anybody fooling around with a garage
door. What would you hear? They'd push the car out to the street, and it'd be gone.
Well, now you're as bad as I am. Why don't we forget it, honey? I think we're worrying over nothing.
Yeah. I guess so. Okay, good night, darling.
Good night again, honey. I just have this one page, then I'll get the light off. Where are you going?
I'll go out and look.
I'll just
lie awake listening if I don't.
Well, it's too cold just to go out in your bathrobe now.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll put my pants on over my pajamas.
Gee, I'm hungry.
Well, what do you want? I'm going downstairs.
I don't think there is anything to munch on. I wish I'd made a cake today. Oh, I know what I'd like, a hamburger. Wouldn't that taste good? Remember how we used to stop at the White Tower and get them all the time? We haven't done that at all lately,
I am not going to drive down to any White Tower and get any hamburger.
No, I didn't ask you to. I wouldn't think of it. I just said it would taste good. Hamburger, big slice of Bermuda onion, relish, pickle. Ketchup.
It is after midnight. I'm not going to any White Tower in my pajamas.
I didn't mean it, dear. I just said, wouldn't it taste good? Remember we used to stop there and get them when we'd been out just before we came home? Remember how I couldn't stand Bermuda onion on mine at first and how you loved it? And I finally tried it and loved it, too.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, it certainly would taste good.
Look, I'll be back in the house in 2 minutes. It's after midnight, and I am not going off to get hamburgers.
You're listening to The Couple Next Door. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Just in case anybody might be offended, its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody has actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX. Part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
If I said video game console, you'd probably think Xbox or PlayStation or Nintendo. But Google has arrived with their own video game console called Stadia. John Justice from Google fills us in.
So Stadia is the next generation game system from Google. It runs out of the cloud, so it turns all the screens you already have into high-end gaming machines. We run it all in our servers, and so you don't have to go buy a big console or gaming PC to run it in your house. Instead, we take care of that. And so we'll run any place that has a Chrome browser, and so that includes on your laptop, any other computer you have on your Mac. It'll run on Chromecast Ultra, so if you have that plugged into your TV, you can play it on your TV, and it'll run on phones.
Head over to Stadia.com to learn more. That's Stadia.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
And now, more from the couple next door on When Radio Was.
No. He's been gone nearly 2 hours, Eleanor. I am just frantic. I wouldn't have called you, but I saw a light on over there. I thought maybe you were up anyhow. But I just didn't know what to do. No, it all started when I asked him if he locked the garage doors, you see.
And you mean then you just saw the car drive off?
Oh, my gosh, what's the matter?
Hold on just a minute, dear. I want to tell Fred. He just went out to see if the garage doors were locked. That was 2 hours ago. And then she said apparently he got in and drove off somewhere.
You'd better stay out of it. They probably had a row.
No, I don't think so. She said at first she thought maybe he'd gone out for a hamburger.
A hamburger? Now, why would a man get up out of bed in the middle of the night and drive off to get a hamburger?
I don't know. That's what she said. Anyhow, she's very upset. She saw our light on and...
Look, we've got to stop turning on that light. When anything goes wrong at night, everybody in the neighborhood calls us because they think we're still up.
She wants to know if you'll come over and look in the garage. She said maybe there was a burglar in there who clunked him over the head and drove off.
Oh, I'm in bed. Look, why would a
burglar...
Do you
want to find out in the morning that one of your neighbors was lying out there in freezing weather, bleeding to death?
Oh, all right. Tell her I'll be right over.
Hello. Well, now, look, don't worry, dear. Fred's coming right over.
Now, look, all I can say is that I don't know where he is, but he's not lying in the garage or anywhere near the garage. I check with my flashlight all over the yard.
Thank you, Fred. 3 o'clock? He didn't go off in the car. I just know he's had an accident.
Now, it's none of my business, but, you know, well, maybe he just went out for a little drive, you know, to cool off.
Cool off? It's freezing.
Well, I just meant that if you two had a little... spat, shall we say?
We did not have a spat. It's very simple. I said that he locked the garage, and he said he didn't know. And we talked about the Bradley's car and the Cunningham silver.
Uh-huh.
And then we talked about Bermuda onions and hamburgers, you know.
Oh, yes, yeah, sure.
And that's the last I saw of him.
Yeah. Well, you know, these things iron themselves out. And when you have children,
we
you
did
don't...
not have a quarrel, Fred.
Okay.
Thank you very much for coming over. I'm sorry to bother you. Since there's nothing more you can do, I really don't want to keep you up all night.
That's okay. Now, look, if there's anything I could
No, not a thing. Thanks for coming over, Fred, really.
Now, look, he'll drive home any time now, and probably with some very simple explanation.
Yes, of course, of course. You run along and get your sleep, Fred. Thanks a million for coming over.
Well, feel free to call us if there's anything at all.
Oh, that's very nice of you. Thank you. Goodbye, Fred.
Bye.
Operator, I want to call the police.
No, no, thanks. Thanks a lot. I'm okay. Good night.
Oh, there you are. Where in the world have you been, dear? Who was in the car that just drove off?
The police.
Honestly, where have you been? Driving off like that, I've been nearly half crazy. I called Fred and Elner, and he came over and checked outdoors. I thought maybe you'd been hit over the head. Of course, I think Fred believed you, and I had a terrible quarrel, and you just drove off. I've been frantic. I called the police. Thank heavens they found you.
No, they found me.
Well, where have you been?
Getting your darned hamburger. There. Take it.
Oh, I couldn't eat it now, dear. I just don't feel like a hamburger.
You will eat that hamburger if I...
Where have you been?
I have been everywhere. The White Tower was closed.
Why, it's always open all night.
It was closed, so I drove to Joe's Tavern. That was closed.
Oh, no.
Yes, by the time I was determined to get hamburgers, so I drove to next place. Closed. Went to that diner down on Walnut Street. Finally, I drove way out to the Green Lantern.
Oh, no, dear.
Yes. I got the hamburgers, then I ran out of gas.
Oh, honey.
I walked all the way to that all-night gas station on Broadway in my bedroom slippers. I was so... There is your hamburger.
Thank you, dear. Where's the relish?
They didn't have any relish.
Oh, well, that's all right. My goodness, I'm sorry. I didn't want a hamburger that badly, dear.
I know, but I thought it would take me 5 minutes to drive to that White Tower. When that was closed, it became sort of an obsession to get the darn thing, and
Well, I'm just awfully sorry, honey. Where did the police find you? I called them, you know.
Yes, I know. They stopped me down here a ways.
Well, I'm glad you're home safe and sound. And it certainly was sweet of you, dear, to go to all that trouble. It really was. Mm. Well, tell me, was the garage locked when you got out there?
Yes. Yes, it was locked.
Oh, really? All that worrying for nothing.
Yeah. Wouldn't you know?
Well, did you lock it again just now? Dear?
No. Yes. I don't know.
Oh, honey, really, dear?
Sunday, the stage is set for excitement on CBS Radio. A high-tension thriller with a psychological twist is on the playbill for Suspense. With yours truly, Johnny Dollar, you'll flirt with danger as the scare-defying insurance investigator tackles another mystery. On most of these same stations, you'll crack down on crime with CBS Radio's FBI in Peace and War. And you'll follow the workings of the law as the assistant district attorney builds his case on indictment. On Gunsmoke, you'll move right into another frontier fracas with Marshal Matt Dillon. Sunday after Sunday, all five of these diverse and diverting dramas come your way on CBS Radio. Remember, the stage is set for excitement on CBS Radio Sunday. And your seats are reserved for every one of these engrossing CBS radio dramas. Don't miss a single one of them this weekend. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Dorothy Duckworth as Eleanor, Charles Mendick as Fred, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Warren Sweeney inviting you to listen tomorrow to The Couple Next Door.
January 9th, 1958. As I mentioned earlier, The Couple Next Door was a revival of the hit series The Adventures of Ethel and Albert, which Peg Lynch would also bring to television. And like her radio shows, it would be produced by Walter Hart. So my question this time is about him. He would also direct a few episodes of another family show that originated on radio and then moved to television. The star was Gertrude Berg. Can you name that program? I'll provide the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Johnny Dollar.
Hans Garrett, Johnny, Sheriff's Office.
Oh, hi.
Well, you can quit looking for Russell. We found him.
Well, that's good news.
Is it? He's dead.
Bob Bailey, Mandel Kramer, and more star as Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Medium Rare Matters. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33.
Ants, get over here fast.
Well, what's the matter?
Look, I've got no time to explain. There's a man outside with a gun, and I can't hold him off much longer.
Who is it?
I don't know, but I've got a strong hunch it's the one who put it Russell, and he's trying to do likewise to me.
Order Medium Rare Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Johnny33. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work.
Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do them a favor. Let's show them what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spears app today.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Magnet schools serve many Connecticut communities with primarily Black and Hispanic students. So to ensure racial integration, rules were adopted requiring at least 25% of new students to be white or Asian. One school in New Haven had to close because it could not meet those requirements. And in Hartford, Black and Hispanic students have been turned away. A brave group called the Connecticut Parents Union is suing the state because its enrollment standards discriminate. Discriminating against any group is wrong because it misses the greatest lesson of the American Civil Rights Movement, that people should not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. America's first principle is that all people are created equal, and our policies ought to reflect that.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about a radio and television show starring Gertrude Berg. It was The Goldbergs, and it was a series she actually created and on radio wrote and produced as well. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us over at whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.